Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome and thank you for joining us. We have a very informative and important guest on today. Our guest for February 11th, 2009, our officer Jack McClam to cover the latest New World Order police state developments. Then we have Glenn Spencer of American Patrol with the fact that Mexico is literally collapsing into crime and murder. That, according to the United States State Department, we're going to cover that in a moment. Also, Sheriff Richard Mack will be joining us to talk about the Second Amendment and a lot more. He took the Second Amendment case to the Supreme Court and won on the 10th Amendment. He'll be popping in. And then Representative Jim Guest of Missouri, they've introduced legislation in Missouri along with 10 other states to say no martial law, no FEMA camps. All this week and next week, we're going to have state reps on from now the 10 different states that are moving for sovereignty and the Homeland Security Operation, the NORTHCOM system, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, and PDD-51 empowered system, claiming governors have no authority now and that we're under War Powers Act and martial law, that is all designed and built around usurping the states. They know that our best chance of defeating them politically, nonviolently, is taking control of the states through the legislative process and saying no. We must do this. Washington is fully owned subsidiary of offshore banks carrying out criminal operations against the Republic. The military has been seized. Same thing with Hitler seizing the military, or Lenin seizing the military, or Mao seizing the military. It is the exact same thing. It has happened here. So all those that love their country and love the Republic and the Bill of Rights and Constitution, now is the time to get your head out of the sand and start taking action. So that is coming up today. Officer Jack McClam, Officer Sheriff Richard Mack, Representative Jim Guest, and Glenn Spencer as well today. And we'll even take some calls with each of those guests as well. Okay, headline up on prisonplanet.com, and of course we'll tie this into all the other reports. Internment camps readied for mass illegal alien influx. This, of course, is referring to an article this morning that is in the El Paso newspaper. And the El Paso newspaper is reporting this, so we'll be going over that coming up after this first break. I had the El Paso story here in my... here it is. Texas crafts plan for Mexico collapse. This is out of the El Paso Times. And Time Magazine has come out and called for a world government run by a new super world bank. I'm going to read the actual quote there. A month ago, Newsweek had basically an identical article. Newsweek this week, of course, says we're all socialists now. No, we're all slaves of the bankers now until we wake up and say it's illegitimate. And they're the very ones that ran this whole heist, this whole swindle job. And until we wake up and understand the government's not here to help us, it's here to rob us, it's only going to get worse. So we'll go over that. And I want to ask Rush Limbaugh. I want to ask the ADL. I want to ask the Congress. I want to ask the different federal agencies. You put out all these memos and training manuals saying we're schizophrenic terrorists, that we said that there was a world government being set up by offshore banks because all their own documents said it. And you are still teaching and still showing on TV shows like 24 and others, not just in your own training manuals, but in popular culture, that we're insane. Why? Because we read the newspaper now? You know, before we read the documents and leaked documents and things and would read the transcripts of Davos and the Club of Rome and others, and you lied about it and said it didn't exist when it was in the early days and we had a better chance of stopping it. Now that it's here, they're announcing it. And this is such a key issue. So I rebuke all of you in the media and the government that have made fun of us. You're going to end up losing everything you've got, too. So it's time to pull out of the team you're on and join us. Period. Choose which side you're on. You know your heart tells you to join the Republic.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Let's get straight into the news. Top story from PrisonPlanet.com referencing the El Paso Times. Texas crafts plan for Mexico collapse. The PrisonPlanet.com article. How long have we been telling you that Mexico is on the edge of controlled collapse? The Security Prosperity Partnership said through crises, through terrorism, through economic collapse, they would bring in their North American Union. And now every major publication in the country is telling the public the solution to the imploding economy, which they engineered, is world government. Total tyranny. Healthcare rationing, gun confiscation, FEMA camps, it's all being announced. Internment camps readied for mass illegal alien influx. Texas officials say contingency plans are in place for collapse of Mexico. Policy only covers law enforcement needs, does not address humanitarian issues. The news that Texas officials are working on contingency plans with the federal government to deal with a sudden influx of illegal aliens flowing across the border following a collapse of the Mexican government has sparked fears that FEMA detention camps, an expansion of which is the subject of current legislation in Congress, are being readied to detain thousands of illegals as well as American citizens. Now, the National Security Council drew up the Rex 84 plan in 1984 to sell the public on building giant FEMA camps in the name of putting displaced aliens, illegal aliens, and citizens. And then it came out that it was really a martial law plan. This came out in mainstream news and in hearings in Congress to take over the civilian government, overthrow Congress through the executive. Now, that's already happened. That's happened. They have declared the power. They're moving forward incrementally with the steps, training the military and the police to accept it. And everything's being transferred to foreign banks. We are now in receivership through fraud to the New World Order. According to an El Paso Times report, Texas officials are working on a plan to respond to potential collapse of the Mexican government and the specter of thousands of fleeing north in fear for their lives, as recent reports indicate the country could be on the verge of chaos. And they had a staged election, and the guy really lost by millions of votes, but they had the military go out and machine gun crowds. They're having thousands of murders and deaths now every week. There are rocket attacks, newspapers being firebombed in the United States. Homes are being burned from Texas to Arizona to Southern California. La Reconquista stuff is spray painted everywhere. The quote, La Reconquering, the Reconquering. It's just a total free-for-all. The most dangerous place in the world is the border with Mexico, according to the State Department 4 years ago. Routinely, and we've had the sheriffs on, Mexican troops come as far as 5 miles over the border at gunpoint. If the police arrest a load of cocaine or marijuana, they take it at gunpoint. Mexican army, few thousand National Guard troops put down there for show have been ordered not to have weapons and are told to run if fired on. They do turn tail and run continually. It only makes it in local papers. But don't worry. With the case of the Olympic swimmer and the marijuana, they've just arrested 8 people and are talking about indicting him. Don't worry. Don't worry, they're going to spend lots of manpower on the Olympic swimmers smoking marijuana, but rocket attacks, the truck bombs, it was a truck bomb in Dallas, but just made a tiny mention. See, real terrorism is ignored. This is all caused by the phony drug war. As the Pentagon-backed Mexican government battles with other cartels not under their control to have a monopoly over the drugs. That's all this is, a $400 million a year industry in North America. And they launder the money in the big banks. That's on record. And so, again, another little wonderful thing the drug war gives us. You hope for the best, but plan for the worst. Catherine Schlesinger, spokesman for Governor Rick Perry, said last week, at this point, we've got a contingency plan that's in development. Texas Homeland Security Director Steve McGraw stated that the preliminary plan was in place that dealt only with law enforcement concerns and did not address humanitarian needs. Now, in January of 2006, it came out that Halliburton subsidiary Kellogg Brown & Root had been given a huge contract to build 3 1-million-person camps. So for 3 million people, they have built those. They already built others under the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. There's now 24 military bases with camps on them. Don't believe me, just Google Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. You'll be on the Army's website. They kept it secret from it when they started it in 86 to 97, declassified in 97. It's in my book, Descent into Tyranny, and it's also in several of my films. People still don't believe it. So when you hear about this legislation of building giant new FEMA camps, having local police and local pastors involved, that's just now the publication of it. That's now introducing it, and that'll be the PR front as, you know, riots start and starving people go into them. You'll see country bands and rock bands playing on the stage for people, but they'll announce there's been some riots in the camps and people are having to be taken to stockades. And, well, you know, the camps are needed. The economic collapse came. They always know how to roll things out with the crises they create. And then, they're putting troops on the streets for the illegal aliens. Oh, they're putting troops on the streets. And just outside Austin in Taylor, they have a big FEMA camp. We've been out there and protested it. We have video of it in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And they grab the illegal aliens without due process, and they don't even deport them. And they grab the children, and it's full of children as well. But again, it's only a beta test. And then these people deserve due process as well. But they set the precedent on a group I think the public will go along with this on. So this ties into everything else that is currently happening. The rollout of the military takeover of the United States is ongoing. And with that, an increase of $5 billion in the current Black Ops budget, now publicly being admitted, fake newscast, propaganda, paid off reporters in the news. That's why you just hear endless worship of the military, endless worship of the troops. That's to sucker young people into thinking it's a good thing to join. And it's not our military. It's globalist. It is globalist. They are there to make sure the foreign banks are able to take over the United States. We're going to get into this with Glenn Spencer, Sheriff Richard Mack, and Officer Jack McClam coming up in the next few hours. Getting into the banking situation, on the face of it, George Bush was, and his administration was involved in the latter implementation of the banker takeover, but the Democrats were the biggest cheerleaders. More Republicans voted against it than Democrats did. I'm not being partisan. I'm stating facts here. For all the Democrats that I hear going, Barack Obama was against the banking takeover. He was against the banker bailout. No, he wasn't. He honchoed it. And I've got it on record with Rahm Emanuel, the chief of staff who was in Congress at the time, bragging he's the architect of it. Okay. Point is it's seamless transition. And if you look at who he's brought in, Timothy Geithner, Summers, and others as his advisors, they are the very group under Clinton in the 90s that got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act and other laws to allow the banks to leverage and run all these derivatives and run these scams and allow General Electric and everybody else to get into fractional reserve or fiat money creation. They just bought up the world with it. Now there's this big bubble they use to buy things up with. They hold the real assets and pass the end of the Ponzi scheme on to us. So all of that is going on, and do you hear about indictments of Timothy Geithner? Do you hear about indictments of Summers? Do you hear about indictments of Rubin? No, it's how they're geniuses and how they're wonderful and how they'll fix everything when they're the very ones that engineered all this by design and broke all these laws. They didn't just change the laws. And Obama had a Freudian slip 2 days ago and said, we've got to get this money flowing to the bankers, to the people. And then the last bailout, they won't say where the money went. Well, they can't because all these banks are running criminal Ponzi schemes. That's why there's no transparency. And they don't want the capital flowing. The money goes into the banks, and then the government borrows it right back from them in interest and then puts it into more government. And then we pay the taxes on it. Now, I'm making this Obama deception film right now, and my problem is there's too much proof. Literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of articles a week saying world government is the answer, world government, a huge, giant central bank. And here it is in Time Magazine today. The headline, what's the name of the story? The New World Order. The New World Order by Justin Fox. And he goes through saying, oh my gosh, the banks are in trouble. It's America's fault, when America's actually been set up. The world demands change. And what does he say the answer is? Bretton Woods too. In the view of many outside the U.S. and some within, the only way to limit such excesses is through a bigger, more powerful IMF that can act as a central bank of the world. That means setting the rules. And knocking heads when needed. Oh, the very bankers that engineered it will now get even more power and they'll knock heads. Yeah, on your business, your company. I'm reading from Time Magazine. While everybody agrees that this new IMF needs to be less dominated by the U.S., see, our power's now being transferred, and Western Europe, things get controversial as soon as you go past voting rights. Should capital flows be restricted? Should there be limits on free trade, on trade deficits and surpluses? See, total control over our government. See, what third world countries get taken over by the IMF and World Bank, and their whole governmental structure gets set and directed by them, and that's what the 2002 documents from the IMF and World Bank said. They were going to do this to Europe and the U.S. They set it up, they do it, then come in with conditions saying, we'll loan you your own money back if you let us control everything. Continuing, should the IMF be able to order around even the U.S.? That's a quote. If the answer to any of these questions is yes, global capital will have entered a new, dramatically less freewheeling era. People go, oh, free, we don't want freewheeling. That sounds good. The very group of international bankers that did all of this, that we've always told you, setting up think tanks, buying off state governments, getting everybody in debt, setting the system up to do it, they're now coming with all these new taxes to squeeze us to take our money, give it to themselves, and then they use it to put conditions on us and loan it back to us in interest. Now, if that isn't sick, I don't know what is. So it's all happening, ladies and gentlemen. I'll continue covering the economic news and a lot more when we get back. Then Officer Jack McClam in 10 minutes from now. Glenn Spencer, Sheriff Richard Mack, Representative Jim Guest. Stay with us. You've got all these well-meaning fools that think that Obama's really bringing them peace. We've seen all the rallies he had during the campaign on the 91, and then incredible stuff the last few days where they said, oh my gosh, Obama's going to fix everything. I'll never have bills anymore. I'll never have problems anymore. My whole life is solved. Everything's okay. And Newsweek tells you, that's right, we're all socialists now. The government can fix it when they engineered it all by design. Notice how he came into office right as the crisis deepens. The government that had been telling you everything was fine with the economy says, yes, we're going into a depression. Everybody gets completely scared. And like Kim Jong-il in North Korea, they say, our dear leader will save us. And we've got videos we're going to play later of people collapsing and crying and begging him at town hall saying, please, I've lost everything. I'm losing my job. And he says, I will save you, and hugs them. And they start crying. And he hugs the woman and the husband's going, thank you. Oh, you've saved me. Ah. And they have no idea that he's run by the banks that engineered it all. That's why he says, well, I'm going to save you, but it's going to be austere. It's going to get rough. They go, good, good. Oh, thank you. Ah. They taught everybody to hate George Bush, who was just their puppet. And they put all the hatred of Bush, they transmuted that into love for Barack Obama. And now the very banks that engineered the entire crisis by design are fully bankrupting and sucking the country dry. Hundreds and hundreds of new taxes are being erected. Total control. FEMA camps are being built. And Obama can tell his people, oh, you're hungry, go to these facilities. And they'll show them going to the facilities, and they'll show them happy playing volleyball at the facilities, and then the precedent's set. See, you always said the army was going to take over, Alex, and they did. But they helped us. And then the terrorist will strike. Oh, and they've got to arrest thousands and tens of thousands of people that were aiding the terrorists. And then they've got to arrest people that weren't going along with the government, and people that didn't let their farm or ranch be nationalized. And, you know, this is socialism. You've got to share to help the people. This is what's got to happen. And the cops will be like, things are tough now. I never thought America would get like this, but just like we had to get rid of the Bill of Rights after 9/11, well, now we got to start arresting everybody because, you know, I need my job. I got a family, too. I know they took most of my pension fund, but everybody's having to sacrifice. And they're telling the people in California they're not going to get their retirements through government now. And they've got to take pay cuts. And But don't worry, the taxes actually go up because once you go into this phase, most of the money goes to interest of the foreign banks that had the government create the money and give it to them and then back to us at interest. And it's all fiat. We've still got the industry, the factories, the roads, the systems globally. It's all. The entire economy is perception. The entire economy is faith. And they have destroyed that faith by design. They had Bush with the torture and the secret arrest and the lying about WMDs all scripted. They were more than happy for the truth about 9/11 being an inside job to come out as long as no prosecutions happened. That was then blamed on the U.S., not the full global system. This is masterful psychological warfare, and that's why the elites are in control. And I'm here to tell you, they are trying to set up a Stalinistic slash Nazi system. And they think because of political correctness and the liberal brainwashing that the public will buy it because it's impossible for tyranny to come from a black man. It can only come from a white man when right in front of him he's lied about everything. First he said that 6 months after he got in that all the troops would be home. Then it was 16 months. Then it was 18 months. Now they've said 24 months and then they'll look at it. Bush used to say in a year and then we'll look at it. Now it's 2 years and we'll look at it. I mean, every week it goes up by 4 or 5 months. What will it be, 20 years in a few years? Oh, we'll look at leaving in 20 years. Of course, you don't have to listen to the rhetoric of the front man, Obama. You can actually read what the Pentagon says in their own documents, and they say they're going to be a 100-year war, setting up military bases, training the Iraqis, cross-border insurgency, stage terror in Iran, bringing Iran down, attacking Syria, bringing them down, putting troops in Pakistan, keeping them in Afghanistan, linking up to the Chinese border, taking over Georgia, other sectors, and having the NATO force all the way coming down from Poland. And, of course, north of that, northern European countries that are already NATO, straight through from the North Sea on the Atlantic Ocean all the way over to China, onto China's doorstep, a crescent, a ring of military forces. But we have to first be bankrupt, put into a Brave New World 1984 system for the war with East Asia. For the war with Eurasia. I mean, this is the Anglo-American attack profile. You know, George Orwell worked in the secret police and he was a propagandist at BBC. And before he died, a year after publishing the book, he said, no, this is what they're planning to do. Cameras in the toilets, cameras in the bathrooms. We now have that in the U.S. for the schools, the rest stops. See, that's what they want, a boot stomping on the human face forever. And they mean to do it.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing.
Hey, I've got a surprise for everybody. Officer Jack McClam's joining us in about 25 minutes. So get him on at the next break, John. Then we've got Glenn Spencer, Sheriff Richard Mack, and Representative Jim Guest from Missouri. But George Humphrey is a former city council member, a degreed economist, a very successful businessman with all sorts of ventures, national clothing lines, you name it, author, filmmaker. He was over here dropping off some of his films and books that we sell at Infowars.com on the secure online video bookstore shopping cart. And he's always traveling to India and Europe and California and everywhere else. And I've been trying to get a hold of him for 2 weeks. I need to. Do you have a cell phone?
I do, but I hardly carry it.
No. I mean, either, but all I have is your home number, so I've got to get it because I wanted to put you in the Obama deception film, right? Because you're an economist, and then thank God you just show up at the office now because I've been calling you for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. We're going to get you in here to tape this week, but it's great to have you here. And so I just thought we'd have you in here for one segment while you're popping in. Before the last break, I was getting into the fact that we knew that the private central banks were setting up world government, which is simple. It's a corporate takeover of nation states. I think the quote put out by the presidential candidate who ran against LBJ, Barry Goldwater, is the best, where he just describes it's foreign banks come in and buy off your government and set up their own structure and remove checks and balances. But now they're in hundreds of publications, George, as you know, every day, including Time Magazine this week, saying we need a world government bank, a super IMF world bank that controls our currency, that sets the rules and, quote, knocks heads worldwide. Now, we know from their own documents, this has always been the plan. Now that they're announcing it, for me, means they're making their move right now. We're finally, and the FEMA camps, the taxes, the carbon taxes, people treating Obama like he's a messianic savior, like Kim Jong-il, just falling down and begging. It went from hope and change to do what I say or the crisis will be a catastrophe. So can you speak to what it's like for 16, 17 years you've been fighting and to now be proven totally right and it's all happening?
Well, that's kind of funny that you're bringing this right up, because this morning a really dear friend of mine who owns a large manufacturing business up in Michigan, who for 18 years has been fighting me. He's a staunch Republican, and he's been just saying, George, you are absolutely crazy about this New World Order stuff. And we're dear friends, and he's a good man, and he just has a different point of view. And just this morning, he calls up and he says, you know, George, you're right. For the last 18 years, what you've been telling me about the New World Order and about the banks and about the takeover and about the deception of the Republicans and the Democrats and the false flags, he says, you're right. And I said, you know, I love you, Bob. You're a great guy. And it's not about me being right. It's about us protecting our country, about us protecting our environment, about us protecting our families, about us protecting ourselves. And right now is the time that all of us have to get up and wake up and take the steps, because this is no dress rehearsal. Obama is the biggest, he's the biggest Trojan horse there ever has been. Their putting Obama in has been so unbelievably, incredibly well thought out. You know, this whole thing about Obama being an African American. I mean, it's silly, but it is a stroke of genius on their parts, because he has just cemented in the hardcore left wing of the Democratic Party and a high percentage of the blacks in this country. And even though it's just so obvious, and you did such a great job 15 minutes ago about talking about Obama and all of his appointments, and as I've told everybody, the fruit is the mark of the tree, not the flower. Now, clearly Obama is intelligent. He's a charismatic
flower. He's a flower.
He's a beautiful flower. But his fruit is rotten.
It's poison.
It's poison. And all you have to do is take a look at the people he's put around him. The guy who is at his right hand 24/7, Rahm Emanuel, is one of the most vicious people in this whole nation. And he wants to go and nuke Iran right now. Not just the military bases, but he wants to nuke Tehran. His father was an assassin. Rahm Emanuel's father used to assassinate British envoys. I mean,
he was a leader in the Israeli terror organization that blew up hotels and false flags.
Absolutely,
now, that's on record.
Yeah, and his whole family has Israeli passports, and it's nothing against Israel or, you know, because I don't have a dog in the race between the Palestinians and the Israelis.
But it's clear that Israel is heavily involved in the overthrow of the U.S.
There's no question. It's not all Israelis. Most Israelis, like most Americans,
but I mean,
don't
they brag in
on.
The Israeli papers now that, I mean, whether it's true or not, they're saying they run this country.
There's no question about that.
And so, as patriots, we have to go ahead and step into the fray. Let me just read a quote here from Barry Goldwater. The Trilateral Commission is intended. Now, listen carefully, folks. This is what's happening now, and this is the most Trilateral Commission administration we've ever seen. The Trilateral Commission is intended to be the vehicle for multinational consolidation of the commercial and banking interests by seizing control of the political government of the United States. The Trilateral Commission represents a skillful, coordinated effort to seize control and consolidate the four centers of political power: monetary, intellectual, and ecclesiastical, and political.
And it goes on to say, what the Trilateral Commission intends is to create a worldwide economic power, superior to the political governments of the nation states involved. As managers and creators of a system, they will rule the future. In his book, published in the 70s, with no apologies, Barry Goldwater. Now, when you read the Financial Times of London and Time Magazine and Wall Street Journal, they're saying, we just got an idea, a world government run by a new super bank that'll set the currencies that you'll pay taxes to and carbon taxes to. It's the only thing that'll save us. If you don't do it, the economy's destroyed. When it's the very central banks, we had this from Bilderberg 3 years ago, that we're going to pop the subprime mortgage. A year and a half before that began, we have Daniel Estulin with sources in Bilderberg, in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, on record saying that. So, and then here it is in Time Magazine today. It says that what they need is a more powerful IMF that can act as a central bank to the world and knock heads when needed. And it says even over the United States. George?
You know, it's almost laughable because you and I have been talking about this very thing day in, day out, week in, and week out for the last 15 years. I remember when we used to go down to the television station and, you know, every single week we would read those quotes. We'd talk
about
these
things.
People
that worked there would laugh at us.
They'd be
rude to us at the counter.
Well, there were some good people down there.
But now it's like a red carpet, and they're just like, oh, you're right. Oh, what do I do?
Yeah, and everywhere I go, people are coming up and saying, you're right. And then, most importantly, they're saying, what can we do? What do we do? And because clearly the information that you and I and many other wonderful patriots have been putting out, everybody knows that the pirates have taken control of the ship. We have mafia running this country. Anybody who looks at Joe Biden and can't tell that he is a mafia don, it's just so apparent. This quote, bailout stimulus package, is the greatest theft and transfer of wealth in the history of Occidental history. It is just unbelievable. And it's going on right before our eyes. And the people of this nation are in a comatose state and their eyes wide shut. But more, the good news is that more and more and more people every day are waking up to this reality.
And that's why they're accelerating their program.
Yes, absolutely. And the good thing is that people are saying, what can we do? And there's two things that we have to be aware of. We have to be aware of the first awakening, which is the political economic manipulation of the forces of separation of fear on the people of this nation. There is no question, none question whatsoever, that the people who control our country are into enslaving the people of this world. And then this, the second awakening, because clearly we can't beat them with guns or money. Right now, we can't beat them. They've got too many guns. Now, that's not to say that we shouldn't have guns and that we shouldn't stand up and we shouldn't fight, but we've got to fight in a smart way. And the second awakening is realizing that we have to beat them with a change in paradigm. We have to become self-sufficient. We have to get out of victim consciousness. We have to realize that each and every one of us
humans are incredible.
Powerful.
We have incredible power, and it's your destiny. You're not fulfilled because you're not fighting evil. You're not fulfilled because you don't respect yourself. That's why so many people now would deny what we were saying. Now they admit it, but they say there's nothing we can do. The power of the human spirit, the dynamic human spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a test. We are put here. This is all playing out as a test.
Absolutely. And clearly, it all depends upon one's philosophy about metaphysics. I believe that there is a creative energy of this universe that is good and loving. And I know that the people of this planet, whether they be black, Asian, white, Hispanic, that we're all endowed with the energy of the creative force and that we are good and conscious beings. But it's up to us, because we're in a free will society. I mean, this is a free will world. We have
to. Look at how the enemy tries to sell death and destruction and evil as if it's fine. They know that we're weakened once we enter into that greedy system.
Absolutely. And the materialism of what Christians call mammon is so very real. And this is not a test. And you can, I, as you know, I go to India every year. I study the ancient Vedas. I study the scripts of Buddha. I've studied the Quran. I've studied ancient, you know, all the ancient teachings. And every single teaching has pointed to this period of time, whether it's Nostradamus or Casey
or the Mayans
or whatever. But it doesn't take prophecy to figure out that these next 5 years,
humanity is at a crossroads.
We're at a crossroads. These next 5 years is, and there's no knight in silver armor that's going to come up and save us. It's up to you and me.
Look in the mirror. Listening. You want to see the solution? It's in the mirror.
Absolutely. And the first thing is to realize you are not a victim. You are endowed with all of the energy and the will and the power of the creative force, God. And that, and this is what Gandhi had to get through to the people of India. When he came back to India in the late teens.
From South Africa.
Yeah, from South Africa. He realized that the mentality of the Indian people,
they were mentally beaten.
Absolutely. There were only 300,000 British there, and there are 300 million Indians there. By numbers, the Indians could have stamped them out in a matter of moments, but they were enslaved.
They also
mentality.
Used Indian front people, like Obama.
Absolutely.
Just like they used Indian chiefs here. They use front people.
We have to give accolades to the Illuminati. I mean, the picking of Obama was absolutely a work of genius. I mean, this guy is unbelievable.
Listen, I'm watching. See, first they says, I'm going to fix all your problems. And the women and men are saying, oh, I don't have any more bills. Everything's fine. Then he comes in, as they tell you, everything's darkening. He says, I'll fix it. Do whatever I say. And these people, they are worshiping like he's Elvis or the Beatles or Hitler.
It's unbelievable.
And they're crying going,
you know,
and they have no idea this guy is sitting directly by the beast.
Yesterday I was having lunch with a very, very dear friend of mine and a good person. And I was asking him about Obama. And he was telling me all about all the good things. And this guy is very involved.
Restaurants are now putting his picture up like we're in Nazi Germany. Oh. His picture's everywhere. They're like little shrines.
In East Austin, there is an Obama retail store right now. It's amazing to me.
Again, anytime that happens in history, that's deadly dangerous.
And quite clearly, look at the people he surrounded himself. What's the guy he put in Secretary of Agriculture? He's the Monsanto guy.
Yeah, they're all bad.
And he put in the biggest hardcore agribusiness Frankenfood person there is. And clearly, agriculture is the key for freedom in this
nation. And
that's
why they have the animal ID, the premises ID.
Yeah, and so he kept Gates as Secretary of Defense. He's broken his promise about getting troops out.
Now they're saying 24 months in Iraq.
Yeah, and they're increasing, they're surging in Afghanistan. Guys, the reason he got his initial group of support was because he voted against this insanity in the Middle East, and all these people thought he was the peace candidate.
And that was just positioning.
It was positioning. It had nothing to do with idealism. And the fact that they have, you know, after he was elected, I heard the day of his inauguration, I heard on the television at least 75 times, this is the first African American ever elected to the United States. Well, his mother is Caucasian. His father was 80% Arab and 20% African. And I don't care whether he's black, blue, brown, or orange, but he's 10% African. Does that make him an African American? And it is absolutely the
fluff. I mean, I'm like 6 or 8%. I forget Native American. Does that make me Native American?
It's just amazing. And it is just such a sales pitch. And we don't need sales pitches right now. What we need is honesty and hard work and self-sufficiency. And we need to include the people of this country in the healing of this country. We don't need all of this BS, all of these lies, all of these promotions.
Well, listen, George, we're out of time. I got Jack McClam coming up right now. Hey, will you guys call Joey V in here, please? Because, I mean, I've got to run. You've got to run. I want to get you in for an hour this week.
Beautiful.
And then after that, we'll do the interview for the Obama deception.
Okay, great.
Because this is perfect that you showed up now, because I've got about 60% of the film done. I've never made a film in like 2-3 months, but it's turning out so good. Of course, I did about 6 months of research before
as
that.
As I heard you say, you've got more material than you know what to do with.
Exactly, but I want you as an economist. Hey, Joey V, come on in here. Do you have the schedule? I just want to right now get him set up for this week. Do we have an opening in the last hour? That way I can do interviews with him after. Fantastic. We'll just...
give me 2 minutes.
Awesome. Just get with him as soon as this break comes up. And let's get you in here and run through all these great points you've made.
Yeah.
Because I want to include you in the Obama deception.
And Alex, I just have to tell your viewers, your news, what you are doing right now is so positive. You are getting out the message. You're growing in your courage in what you're doing. I just love you. I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, I mean, we don't have a lot of time, so... So, I mean, I know the enemy's up in their game. We're up in our game.
You betcha. Talk to you later.
All right, bro. There goes George Humphrey. All right, he's going to be in studio with us later this week, and he's going to be in the Obama deception. So we're going to set this up right now. We're going to come back with Officer Jack McClam and get into the whole... I forgot to get into FEMA camps with George, but we'll do that when he's back in later this week. Infowars.com is the website. We're sending out an SOS to the entire world. We are warning the public about what's happening. We're on record. We're the folks that were right. We were on target. And the enemy is moving. This is it. It is now happening. All the preparations of decades to set up world government, a tyrannical system to track and trace everything you do, it's now here. And the people are listening more than ever now. They're finally really paying attention. So all of you that have tirelessly warned people, it's now paying off because they remember what you said. But others don't know what's going on, but they're open to information. So please go to Infowars.com. It's not just great films that wake people up, but also financially supports this operation that's expanding in the midst of the crises. We're not turning tail and run. We are intensifying our operations. Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 3 just came out. We have it discounted out of the gate. Cheapest place you're going to find it, Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill, available right now at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. We have the Money Masters 3.5-hour film, The History of the Banking Elite. I see in the near future a crisis approaching that unnerves me and causes me to tremble for the safety of my country. Corporations have been enthroned, and an era of corruption will follow. And the money power of the country will endeavor to prolong its reign by working upon the prejudices of the people until the wealth is aggregated in a few hands and the republic destroyed. Abraham Lincoln. That is the Money Masters, 1995. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Barry Cooper's Volume 1 and 2, Never Get Busted. The 9/11 Chronicles. Fabled Enemies. All these books and videos available at Infowars.com. Get them. Make copies. Get them out to folks. Officer Jack McClam is a Vietnam veteran. He also, at the same time, was the most highly decorated police officer in Phoenix, Arizona history, Cop of the Year twice, until he started refusing to go along with corruption. Then he became the most fired in Phoenix, Arizona history. And he has a weeknight show right here on the GCN radio network for an hour each evening. And I wanted to get him on for the next 30 minutes into the next hour, because it's all happening. FEMA camps, but they're telling us it's for your own good. It's for the illegal aliens. It's for emergencies. Yes, there'll be clergy response teams. Yes, we're teaching you to turn your guns in. Yes, we're introducing bills to ban guns and register what's left. Yes, we're going to have a world central bank that controls the United States. That's in Time Magazine today in an article titled The New World Order. They are clearly making their move. They have uncloaked themselves because they're going for broke, and they're selling it as the solution. Jack, they're very arrogant all these decades, having FBI training manuals saying it didn't exist and that we were dangerous schizophrenics and saying none of this was happening and there was no such thing as international banks, and Limbaugh saying the CFR didn't exist while he's published under one of their imprints. Now they're uncloaking. What does this mean, Jack McClam?
Well, they think that they're going to cut us off at the pass, brother. They're running for the goal line and hope to cut us off at the pass before we awaken millions and millions of more Americans and overthrow them. So they're on a full-out run. An abomination, our phony president. By the way, we haven't had, this is a time that we don't have a president of the United States, first time in our history. And because he's a phony president, we have all the evidence to prove that he's not our president because of Article 2, Section 5 in the Constitution says he's not. because he's an illegal alien out of Kenya. And anyway, they think they have got it made. You know, they think they've got it made. They've got us, and they don't realize that God is still in control, as we do. But they think they got it made. They're really pleased to have the communist abomination in there now to do his... He's a total puppet of the communist Zionist CFR, Council.
Did you see the cover of Time Magazine, of Newsweek, saying we're all socialists now?
No. No, I didn't. No, I don't look at those magazines. I read about seven foreign press a day.
Stay there. Stay there. Well, we track what the enemy's up to. Stay with us. Jack McLam, straight ahead.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now is not a time to screw around or sit down and be idle. This is history. This is literally the forces of evil. Total control over everybody's lives, micromanagement, FEMA camps, gun confiscation. This is toe-to-toe combat with the New World Order. And in their own words, they're the ones that funded Hitler, Stalin, and Mao. They killed over 200 million people in the 20th century. They planned mass exterminations in the United States. Now, remember, we're the people that told you exactly how they'd pop the subprime mortgagers before. We're the folks that told you how they'd roll out FEMA camps, exactly how they'd pitch them. We're the folks that told you they would announce that a world government was needed through banks that you'd pay your carbon taxes to, exactly what we said happened. Everything we're telling you has been right. Now, I'm telling you, they want to murder you and your family. Officer Jack McLam, most highly decorated police officer in Phoenix, Arizona history, who learned about the New World Order. I've been fighting him now for close to 30 years with Aiden Abet newsletter. Jack, when I say that if they get their plan, they're planning a Stalinist-style purge, am I joking?
No, you're not joking, brother. I've read the documents themselves in a number of the works of the communist Zionists who say that they're going to round up Christians and murder millions and millions of Christians,
and the clergy response teams, the clergy response teams are going to tell them to go into the camps. Go ahead. They've done that before.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, we had in 1917, the Bolsheviks took over Russia, and within the next few years, they slaughtered 66 million Christians because they hate Christians with a passion. They're Antichrist synagogue of Satan members, as God calls them in the Bible, as Jesus Christ calls them in Revelations 2:9. And these are communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews. And that's what Jesus said in Revelations 2:9. I know the blasphemy of them that say they're Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. And that's exactly who took over Israel in 1948. They were not Jews, and now we have, praise God, we have five websites of Jews, millions and millions of Jews that are standing up with us against the synagogue of Satan, these Antichrist Gentiles that say they're Jews, and millions of Jews have gone on the web now and on five websites that I have listed because our wonderful police and soldier Jews contact me and ask me to put this on the air, because when they do it individually, they're murdered by Shin Bet and the Mossad, who works for the communist Zionists. And we've had four of our publishers who publish books, writers that publish books that are Jewish, that have been murdered by the Mossad and Shin Bet.
So, now, to be clear, though, Jack, from your research, there's also the Anglo-American Queen of England arm that is interbred with the Rothschilds. And so why at the highest levels do we find that there's also this occultic slash Teutonic strain, which if anybody denies, they're just not studying the record?
That's right. Yes, it's not just the communist Zionist Khazar Gentiles that call themselves Jews. But it is the people you mentioned, the Queen of England and that dynasty, We have the Catholic Church, the hierarchy of the Catholic Church setting up the world religion, the Antichrist world religion, and we've got the Communist Zionists and their partners, a lot of them in this country too, the super rich, that are setting up the political system for the Antichrist world government system. So we're in deep trouble if the reason for this, Alex, is because we've set back for over 70 years now and let God be thrown out of this nation. There's nothing left. There's nothing left in our system today that is out of the scriptures, nothing. And so God is mad, and he's bringing his enemies upon us to destroy us and enslave us. And if we can't awaken his people and get back on our knees before God and ask forgiveness for our national sins, then we're going down hard, big time.
Well, the globalists have sworn to kill at least half the American population, and we're not joking.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Glenn Spencer is joining us in T-minus 25 minutes. We get into the border imploding. Mainstream news saying Mexico may collapse. FEMA camps being built now in the El Paso Times. Sheriff Richard Max coming on in an hour. Then Representative Jim Guest of Missouri getting into now 10 states moving to declare sovereignty, saying nobody's going into FEMA camps and gun confiscation isn't going to be happening on their watch. The states will resist. Jack McClam, that is the good news, is that freedom-loving people of every race, religion, and creed are sick of the evil, sick of the banksters, and the globalists don't have a choice because we're exposing them. They're moving ahead and accelerating their plan. Specifically, what's your take on all these states moving and bills that we've been reading on air openly saying, and the state reps we've been having on, mainline state reps saying, yes, we know it's a new world order. We know they're building FEMA camps. We know they're planning gun confiscations. We know we're under martial law. We know they want to use the army against us. You know, one of these guys was an army officer, the state rep from Washington State. He knew all the history, had a degree in history, is aware of it. I mean, really, the knowledge is starting to come out everywhere. So we've got a good chance of fighting this if we just take action.
That's right, brother. I'm just proud and pleased to hear that 8 states have already filed for their reclaim their sovereignty against the federal takeover of the states and the counties. And 20 states are looking at it right now very closely. So we've got a chance of winning against these turkeys, brother. And it's a good thing, but our police, it's sad that when I was a police officer in the war zone of South Phoenix, the highest crime area, and was injured repeatedly down there because when I became a constitutionalist, the police chief firing me a number of times, I kept winning my job back because I went to the board, the Civil Service Board, and they kept putting me back to work, so he decided to kill me. And he told all the department, 2,500 men and women under arms, that if Officer McLam calls for a backup, you don't go to his aid. And I worked 5 years like that and was finally injured in the line of duty and had to take a medical retirement, arresting a drug smuggler on a Sunday morning. But after I was in there, and I was a Christian and wrote about it in Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, that they changed the hiring practices. This has been 20 years ago, brother, to where they don't hire Christians anymore. If you're of high moral character and they ask you 600 questions, that you have to fill out a form answering 600 questions. And then
psychological test, yeah.
Yeah, and if you are of high moral character, they will not hire you. They want people they can manipulate, and they're hiring people with criminal records now, just like the military is hiring gang members now. And also, the military is hiring people with felony records now, because they know that a lot of these people are going to be on the streets of America enforcing the military rule, the Soviet-style totalitarian military rule that's already set up by Communist Chertoff and Marcus Wolf, head of the East German Stasi, and Yevgeny Primakov, head of the KGB. And they've got it all set up, and now they've hired this Bilderberger and CFR member, J. Janet Napolitano, a lesbian governor of Arizona, to run it now. And so she's deeply embedded in a puppet of the CFR and the Bilderbergers, so I guess there won't be any change at all with her at the helm.
And getting back into the police, you know, I see these reports every day. One in the San Antonio Express News yesterday, the headline was, "Police Stops Piracy." And the police just pull you over, rob old ladies of cash out of their wallets, grab your watches, and they just do it on record and say, no judge, no jury, no arrest. And they just say they're going to continue. And all over the nation now, police departments are just robbing people under asset forfeiture seizure. You know, they pass laws saying not even an arrest, just steal everything you've got. And then the people call me going, well, our son's a police officer, and we don't, you know, they're not all bad, Alex. You need to take it easy. What am I supposed to do when the leadership is evil? The leadership is corrupt. I know there's a lot of good police. I know, but the system itself is corrupt and works for an illegitimate federal government. And so, I mean, how do you explain this to people that, sorry, police, you now work for the New World Order? And they say, well, what are we gonna, you know, get rid of the police? I'm not even saying that. I'm saying, bottom line, the country's been seized.
It has, yes. And I was my police chief. We watched this as I was a cop there. My other Christian police officer friends and good moral character, not just Christian police officer friends, watched as the most evil officers, the most criminal officers, were promoted up through the ranks to chief of police. And our chief of police, Ruben Ortega, was a murderer and got away with murder, and they promoted him up to police chief because the criminals at the top of the system don't want anything but criminals in control of the police agencies, federal, state, and local, in the nation. And so that's why they changed the hiring practices to where they wouldn't hire anybody with a high moral character. They wanted them all to be criminals, and you can see that happening today. Officers stunning people to death with stun guns just because it's fun, and shooting people because they want to shoot people because they make them mad, and robbing people, like you say. But there are still good police officers out there. It's just we got to be very careful when we're pulled over by these officers, because if you let out that you're a constitutionalist, they come up and they pull you out of the car, and they call for a backup, and one of them will fall down and fake that you pushed him down and scream and holler, and all of them will swear that you pushed him down, and that's a felony now against you for allegedly pushing down a police officer, hitting him, and they all swear to the same lie on the witness stand. And so it's a satanic system today, brother, and we need to get back under God, under 2 Chronicles 7:14, or we've had it. I mean, the only thing that can save us now is to ask the Lord to come back into our nation and be our God and let us get back under his laws, his commandments, and so forth, that we've thrown out of this nation. And because it's just totally corrupt and satanic today, brother.
Now, expanding on that, good cops will end up doing traffic duty, but the ones that are corrupt that show that they'll go along with evil, they get promoted. I've talked to former narcotics officers who say that on average 85% of the narcotics officers they worked with, that it is standard to plant drugs on people. And we have all the news reports confirming that. So what am I supposed to say about this system? You know, we're just stating on record that it is terminally corrupt, and then now we see the banking takeover and all the corruption.
I know it. It's, but the thing is, we watched too as the most evil, corrupt prosecutors were promoted up. The criminal prosecutors were promoted up to judgeship so that you'd have criminal judges. And I'm not talking about criminal court judges. I'm talking about absolute criminals now that are judges in the federal system and many time in the state system, so that they can railroad you or me or Chris Jones, for example, into prison anytime they want to by lying and making phony reports and everything. And Ramos and Compion, they did the same thing to them. Because it's just absolutely under the hand of Satan today. And we have to rise up in great numbers, brother. And I thank you, Alex, for reaching great numbers of our people.
Well, Jack, here's another question.
Reaching out and reaching other great numbers of our people, because that's the only hope we have, is get back under God and our Constitution, our republic.
I've seen a lot of reports lately, one just a few days ago, where they busted a bunch of state judges in one state. If a child was late to class or shoved somebody, they would trick the parents into signing them over, and then they were getting payoffs from the private juvenile detention centers in millions of dollars in some cases. When one judge got 700 something thousand under the table, they were arrested. They've now pled guilty. But I see this all the time. I know they do that right here in Austin.
Yeah, they do it in Florida, all over Florida.
I mean, how widespread is this with the payoffs to judges to put people in jail from the prisons themselves or private prisons? And how many police would you say from your studies lie on the stand?
Well, sadly, now that they've switched their hiring system to where they hire nobody with high moral character, almost all of them lie on the witness stand. There is some good Christian police officers that are still there trying to hang on by the skin of their teeth, but it's so corrupt and so evil that many of them are bailing out because they just can't take the corrupt and the evil and the criminal system that they have to work in today. So they're weeding out the good officers, brother, and good soldiers, too. Same thing in the military. That's why Pat Tillman was killed, because he was going to come back and tell the truth about what he saw there in Afghanistan, about us planting 30 times now the poppy fields that the Taliban destroyed there. And so we had to go in and kill off the Taliban and take over that land to replant 30 times now the poppy fields. And Pat Tillman, his brother says, knew that and knew we were only there to guard the poppy fields, and he was going to come back and take over the anti-war movement. In the next few days, he was shot 3 times in the forehead and died. And we've had other soldiers who have made the mistake of standing up, and one female from Prescott, Arizona, stood up and said she would no longer interpret for the torture chambers in the part of the Middle East that she was in. And the next couple days, she shot herself, allegedly committed suicide with her Army rifle, shooting herself in the head, which we know was not true, of course. But so if you stand up and tell the truth in law enforcement today, you're in deep trouble with the evil administration.
And it's only intensifying, all so the bankers can steal everything, including your pension funds, police. Final segment with Officer Jack McClam. I've got a few final questions for you, Officer. But before we do that, I've met you before, interviewed you probably 100 times over the last 13 years I've been on air. But we're in a film together called The New World Order, and I think it's going to be the first mainstream fair film. I've seen it. It's going to be on Independent Film Channel in about 4 months. It's the main selection for a bunch of top film festivals like South by Southwest. And getting a chance to see your office, let's just say it's extremely humble. And I just think it's very important for people to support you and your important work. I know you have a lot of health problems now, and seeing that in the film, because I haven't seen you in person in years, and I just know how much you work every day, Jack, so I hope people will support you, my friend.
Well, it would be good, brother, because we're struggling here to reach our police and soldiers as fast as we can. And we've always prayed for years and years, 29 years now, that one day God would allow us to have $2-4 million to be able to mail out to all the police and soldiers that we can get the names of through Army Times, Police Times, Air Force Times, Marine Times, and all. We can buy those lists, but we've never had anybody come forward. And we'd love to, at this time, be able to do that kind of a mail-out, but we're all volunteers here, And every penny comes in goes to educate our police and soldiers.
How many years have you been doing this?
29 years now.
And what, you operate on a budget of $20,000 a year?
Oh, probably, yeah. I would say probably that or maybe even less, you know.
Well, what you've done with Operation Vampire Killer and, you know, police and military passing those out to people has just been innumerable. But, yes, people should get your information out. They should support you. Fire out your address for folks.
Okay, yes. First of all, my website is easy to find. It's Police and Military Against the New World Order, but it's easy to find by just putting www.jackmclam, and you don't spell my name clam, it's lamb, L-A-M-B, M-C, capital L-A-M-B, just like a lamb, .com, or I'm sorry, .org, .org. And
jackmclam.org.
Yeah,
jackmclam.org.
And you'll go right to Police and Military Against the New World Order website, and we have our address in there and our phone number in there, and even a copy of Operation Vampire Killer 2000 is up on the website now, and it's been fantastic. Two and a half million copies or more of Vampire Killer 2000 have gone out over the years, and we've kept the price down to where we're just barely paying the printer for it. And we've had police officers call us up and say, my gosh, I didn't know all this was happening, because we use the quotes of prime ministers, presidents, Supreme Court justices, and all around the world that they knew the names of and put their actual quotes in there about the New World Order. And so after they read that 75 pages, they call us or write to us and say, I never knew. I was up all last night. You made me lose a whole night of sleep when I started reading that book. So, praise God. It's had a great effect on people, just like the Lord has used you in a mighty way, Brother Alex. And we thank the Lord for using you in a mighty way, Brother, as he's using you today. Yeah.
Well, it is a great responsibility. And Jack, we just appreciate your 29 years of frontline service against the globalist. You know, you're one of the people that the seeds you planted have grown, and just a huge harvest of people unlocking their minds and souls to the truth of what's developing. And certainly, we are not in boring times. These are very interesting, very dangerous, very serious times. And all that evil needs to triumph is that good men and women do nothing. And folks, we're not kidding. This is the most virulent, hardcore, vicious, slimy, stinking corruption that you can even imagine. I study it every day, and I cannot believe the depths of it, the depravity, the wickedness, their hatred of innocence, their hatred of children, their hatred of honor, their hatred of everything wholesome. And we're right. And again, everything we've said came true. We've been right all along.
Right.
Folks, do not say you weren't warned. You know, God has put people out there like Jack McLam and others so that you were at least given a warning. And just don't ignore that warning. If you do, it's at your own peril. We love you all. And take us out with saying, this old cop dearly loves you.
Yes, brothers and sisters out there, this old cop really does love you. You're my brothers and sisters, and I pray for you every night. God bless all of you out there. And thanks to you, Alex, for all you do for America and the world. We love you, Brother Alex.
We love you too, Jack. Take care, my friend.
Okay, take care now.
You bet. JackMclam.org. Sometimes Satan.
Sometimes Satan. You know, he comes as a man of peace.
Well, first he's in the...
He got sweet gifts to give. He got harmonious tongue. The living song of love that ever has been sung. Good intentions can be evil. Both hands can be full of peace.
I just picture Barack Obama here. Yeah, you know, Bush, he's a little devil, but not a slick devil. That's what Albert Speer, the German economy minister, said about Hitler. He said, you didn't realize that somebody was the devil when they had their arm around you smiling at you. Not even the chief of police. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. Glenn Spencer is one of the preeminent researchers and activists living on the Arizona border, tracking the attempt of the North American Union crowd to sacrifice the United States on the altar of globalism. And he said for more than a decade that Mexico was going to fall to open rebellion because of it's a narco-terrorist state. There are tens of thousands of murders in the last year alone in Mexico, and many of those thousands on the border, rocket attacks, hand grenade attacks on media outlets, homes being burned of citizens from Texas to Arizona to California. And now the mainstream media is finally reporting on it. And I covered this at the start of the show. Internment camps readied for mass illegal alien influx. This is out of the El Paso Times, linked up on prisonplanet.com. It gets into all of that, saying, yes, Mexico, the State Department saying may fall, Homeland Security saying it. This is just unbelievable what's going on. One of the most corrupt and dangerous nations in the world, just virulently nationalistic against the United States. And the SPP crowd, North American Union crowd, said they're going to use this crisis to merge the nations. And that's now official mainstream news after all the denials. Glenn Spencer, it's great to have you on with us.
Good to talk to you again.
It has been a little while since we had you on. A lot of new developments. Please give us your breakdown on what's happening.
Well, you know, Alex, I moved out of California and down here to the border about 7 years ago and set about to tell the truth about the border to the American people. We developed a new technology. We developed our own unmanned aerial vehicles. We were sending live video from that UAV out over the Internet showing what was going on. And we had great hopes in October of 2006 when the president signed the Secure Fence Act, which called really for over 800 miles of double-layered fence to be built along the border. And what happened after that was amazing. And I'm going to tell you how it is linked in a minute to what the war going on in Mexico. And I'm going to tell you something that nobody's heard before. But after he signed that bill, I knew that they weren't serious. So I launched what I called Operation Beef. If they're going to beef up the border, we're going to ask, where's the beef? So I bought a Cessna 206. I'm a pilot. So I started flying the border for American Border Patrol in actually August of 2006. And we've been going along that border every 2 months and documenting what they're doing. Now, in December of 2007, Senator Kay Bailey Hutchin pulled a fast one and modified the Secure Fence Act, giving the Department of Homeland Security total discretion over where to build the fence. Nobody knows about this because it hasn't been publicized. So they gave Chertoff veto power over the fence. Now, this original Secure Fence Act was passed by 67% of the House of Representatives, 82% of the Senate, and signed by the president.
Glenn, just to back you up and interrupt here, I did see blurbs and congressional statements, but it was not highly publicized that Chertoff took over the fence and then started all this virtual fence talk and then had illegal aliens build a few little things that wouldn't keep anything from going through. But go ahead.
Well, we started documenting this and blowing the whistle on what was going on. And the heat got on them a little bit because I put out a video that shows that they were our information was getting out there, even though it was a blackout on what we do. So they started building the fence. And in the middle of last year, I think Chertoff got religion and started putting up some serious fence. Most of what they put up, they're calling a fence, is what they call a vehicle barrier. You can either walk through it or step over it. And using little ramps, trucks can drive right over it. So it really isn't a barrier. There's a lot of lying going on. But we found something out. They have about 526 miles of combination of fence and vehicle barrier along the border. Now, it turns out, where they really got serious was along the Goldwater bombing range in Texas. And they built about 50 miles of actual fence. And we flew this bombing range actually, I figured out a way to fly along this bombing range, which is right on the Mexican border for 50 miles. You can't fly over it because the top of the bombing range restricted area is 80,000 feet. So I had to figure out a way, how am I going to get some video of the border and that bombing range where it meets Mexico? I got permission from the FAA to launch out of here in eastern Arizona and fly along the border in Mexico, right along the border. And they gave me a radar code and everything as long as I landed in Yuma and checked in with the Customs and Border Protection. So guess what? We started flying along the border a couple of years ago in Mexico, videotaping that border. You couldn't believe what we saw. I am telling you, there is Mexican Highway 2, runs 700 feet south of the border, parallels the border, okay? Thousands of tire vehicle, two tracks, coming right off of Mexican Highway 2, driving right onto the bombing range. There was no fence. And we've documented all of this in high-definition video. There was no fence. There was no trespassing signs. That's where all the drugs were coming through, right across the bombing range. And our government knew it. So what happened was, we really put the pressure on them. The information got out, and it suddenly Chertoff put this fence up, and some other places, you know, especially between Yuma and Calexico out in the desert, which we were blowing the whistle on, where they were running drugs through there. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you why there's a drug war going on in Mexico. Because we blocked off some of their major corridors. Now, you can go on AmericanPatrol.com, and you can see a chart back there. We drew a chart. We're the only ones who knew how much fence was put in each year. We're the only people in the world who were flying the border watching what they were doing. And you can draw a chart. As they added fence, the drug killings in Mexico go up. There's a perfect parallel. The charts just march right along. What is going on is, as we began to choke off those corridors, there were fewer places left, and they started fighting over them. That's what caused the drug war in Mexico.
I certainly think it's safe to say it's added to all of it, but also the phony election and the social pressures.
You look at the other evidence. You take that same chart. We started with 100 miles of border fence and barriers in 2005, 100 miles. By the end of 2008, we had almost 550 miles. They had 100 drug killings in Mexico in 2005, right? Go up to 2008, they had over 5,000.
It's actually over 10,000, the numbers I've seen now.
Well, I mean, the numbers that I have from the Border Patrol, retired Border Patrol, is 5,500, something like that. But it may be over 10,000.
Yeah, they always use old numbers, but yes, it was. But 10 months into last year, it was 8,400, and then I saw thousands more.
Regardless of how that jumps up and down, in 2005, they eradicated something like 2,000,000-some-odd marijuana plants north of the border. By 2008, it was over 6 million. So what they're getting desperate. They're trying to grow this stuff north of the border. They're flying ultralights over the fence. And one guy crashed over by Yuma, killed him. They're flying ultralights. They're trying to dig tunnels. But forget about tunnels. Let me tell you something. I know the border better than anybody. They can't dig tunnels. There's no place for it to emerge, to pop out in the U.S. side. Between El Paso, and don't ever try to dig a tunnel under the Rio Grande River, you'll die. Between El Paso and the San Diego coast, there are probably 100 places where you could have a tunnel pop up on the U.S.
side. Well, they find them all the time.
They found 17 last year. They found 17. Forget about tunnels. You can't. Yeah, they got them in Nogales. We know where they find them. The places are so limited where they can do that. That's why they're getting so desperate.
All right, let's stop.
The fence works.
I understand exactly. We need to build a complete fence. But expanding on that, the overview of Mexico destabilized, the United States destabilized. Is it true that the illegal aliens are going home en masse? I've seen some evidence of that, but not that much. I was about to add.
There is some anecdotal evidence. We don't see it. They're still trying to get in. They caught a group of 70 a couple of days ago, about 5 miles from where I'm sitting. They're coming through. We have a 40-mile fence along the border where I am right now. There is a quarter-mile gap in it where the river is. That's my ranch is. I'm looking at it right now. We're building a tower right there. We should have it finished by Monday. With the tower, we're building a tower to put a thermal camera and look right down in that river to shut these people off, because we're getting hundreds come through every night. They're still coming through. They're still coming through.
Well, that's the question I wanted to ask you. Have you seen the El Paso Times talking about Mexico collapsing and millions more flooding across?
I saw that. I saw it, but I want to tell you something. I don't trust Rick Perry. He's the governor of Texas.
Oh, it's all talk, yeah.
No, but he came out a couple of years ago dead set against the border fence. He was dead set against ending the practice of anchor babies, okay? He's all for this NAFTA highway. He talks immigration enforcement only those who have committed other crimes.
No, he's a Bilderberg Group globalist. He's horrible.
Absolutely. So when he starts talking about, oh, we're going to get ready for a thrust across the border, he's going to probably love it. So don't trust that guy.
And no, I know that. They're using it as a cover, according to Rex 84, to build federal detention camps for the American people. And Glenn, that's now introduced in Congress and in the mainstream news.
Right.
They have built camps for the American people.
Yeah, they're probably got a spot in there for me.
Well, let me ask you this. A, what's going on with the camps, NORTHCOM, and your expert analysis? And B, what is on the Obama agenda? Because the SPP has said, as you know, they want to use border crises as a way to just legalize everybody, to say, oh, we've got to document everybody.
Oh, absolutely. But what's going on right now is with this bailout program. Okay? This is a great paper over the illegal immigration problem. They are going to send billions of dollars, I mean tens of billions of dollars, especially to California. And I have this on my website, AmericanPatrol.com, and I've been warning about this. Because California is bankrupt. Illegal immigration has bankrupted California. It can't even pay its people. It's laying its civil servants off. People, they say they have to, you know what, they just got a federal panel of federal judges told them they have to reduce their prison size by 40%. They have to send almost 60,000 criminals out into the street.
Yeah, for those that don't know, in Texas and California, it is tens of billions of dollars conservatively, and over the years even more, for the states to pay for the free health care, the illegal aliens with the babies, the housing, the multiple identities, and the welfare. So people that say that this is contributing, it's the opposite. It's bankrupting the states. Go ahead.
This is why California is bankrupt. But you have to understand what just happened. They're debating this whole thing back in Congress, and that's what the whole issue was over. It's illegal immigration. But now, guess what? The governor, the mayor of Los Angeles, Antonio Villaraigosa, okay, he is a reconquista of the highest order. He's here to turn California over to Mexico. He has contacted the Obama administration and told them to send any stimulus money directly to him. Now, this is it. The Hill, the newspaper, The Hill.
Yeah, Bloomberg's reporting $2 billion to go to Move On and Acorn and others. So they're just going to take
all of these people. You know, this is the Saul Alinsky group. You know, this is where these people come from. These are open borders.
Saul Alinsky, who wrote the foreword to his book thanking Satan, Lucifer.
Yeah. So what you're seeing, the struggle, it's going on even as we speak right now. Billions and billions of dollars are going to be coming out to bail out these illegal alien states because remember, California is bankrupt, sending 60,000 people out of the prisons of illegal aliens.
Meanwhile, nursing homes are evicting the elderly. We have a story up on Infowars.com.
Absolutely. Because these people are going. But now, Obama cannot afford this to happen because eventually people are going to.
I mean, that's why they were.
He cannot allow that to happen.
Well, they knew this bankruptcy was coming. That's why they were racing to get total amnesty 2 years ago, but failed.
I warned about this 16 years ago. I said we were importing poverty. I coined that phrase in California. 16 years ago, I knew this was going to happen. That state is finished. And Obama knows it.
And again, all these mainline liberals, you know, we're not even against the poor Mexican people. We know they're in a desperate situation. The point is, you take hundreds of millions of third world people from all over the planet, mainly Mexico being 80%+ of the illegal aliens. You take 30 million of them in here. It will bankrupt things. And so all these liberals, they're going to lose their teaching pension funds, their cop funds, all these people that went for this. Understand, folks, this is what you wanted. You wanted to be Mexico City, and now you're going to be. Go ahead.
That's why they call it the left coast. California is the most liberal state of the union. And how goes California goes to the rest of the union, as they say. It is bankrupt. It is totally broke. It has the worst bond rating of any state in the union, below Louisiana.
They're saying they're already bankrupt. They're already having to go into debt just to pay the paychecks.
Today. Yeah. They're finished today. That's why they're so desperate to get Congress to bail them out. And that's what the struggle is over this Senate versus House version.
And the Congress is going to loot the American people of their tax money, regardless of what color they are.
Well, of course they are, but this doesn't have anything to do with race. This has stuff to do with legality.
Yes.
And that the people of California voted Proposition 187 to stop this nonsense, but Gray Davis came in and killed the thing with the president of Mexico.
Now, Glenn, I remember 10 years ago you made films about this. You predicted first the collapse, then the racial rioting. When we come back, I was just reading a book about World War I the other day, or a section about World War I, about when Mexico attacked us. It's even in mainline history books. When will Mexico try something? Government, by design, is bankrupt things. They want to bring in total federal control under international agreements. Our guest is Glenn Spencer. Glenn, you predicted all of this in articles and films you made with stunning accuracy. You've also predicted that it's going to boil down into riots and open warfare. Are you still seeing that, and when do you see that unfolding?
This is what they're so frightened of in Los Angeles. This is why Obama and his people are going to do everything they can to bail out the city and the state. Just imagine this, that this state, they cannot pay the tax refunds. The people had money coming back. They can't pay it. They were supposed to get it this week. They can't get it. They can't pay. They had to shut down all of their construction jobs. They can't do anything. The state is broke. It has no money. They're going to let 60,000 criminals out of the prisons. I mean, this is here today, right now in the United States. California is bankrupt. I predicted it. Now, I didn't predict the drug war in Mexico. Things turn out differently than you geez, never know what's going to happen. But that could be the premise upon which, yes, a flood of people, if the Mexican government falls, and there's a possibility of that, then you could have massive unrest and applications for asylum. And guess who would let them in?
Well, that's what Rick Perry's saying. They're going to let people in as asylum seekers.
That's correct. This is the guise under which they're going to let in millions of Mexicans to take over the Southwest.
Well, that's what the SPP, the North American Union Group, said they're going to use crises to create a continuous border.
But we're right there. Today.
And they're just hoping to do all this by fiat and not make a political issue out of it.
I didn't predict the Mexican drug wars, but I see how it happened.
Well, it's more than drug war, Glenn. I mean, you've got just crime exploding. I talk to people now that go to Mexican resorts, and the federales come in at 10:01 after the pool closes and arrest them and steal everything from them.
Yeah, this is more than that. This is a nation. That it was built, the whole culture is this, you know, they call it, there's a term for it, okay?
Mordido.
Well, mordido is it. Everything is bribery.
Little bite.
That's correct. So, but I could go on in depth on that, the whole cultural thing. This thing is coming apart. There is no foundation there. There is no cultural strength. Yes, yeah, in a sense there is, because once a Mexican, always a Mexican. So the Mexicans are unified in that sense. They're very nationalistic. However, they will look for any reason and any excuse to move across that border because they want to take the Southwest back.
Any way you slice it, we are headed into insane times.
Oh, absolutely. Because when California collapses, and you have unemployment there probably over 15% in reality, people are starving. They're starting, beginning to look, trying to find food out there. And especially when you have, let's say, 4 million illegal aliens who can't work, who have nothing, things are going to get very ugly.
And that's that's 4 million in California alone.
That's correct. 4 million people who technically have no rights to any welfare benefit.
Well, I'm seeing reports in the mainstream news that the Mexican-style kidnapping is beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going on in our... This was in the Associated Press yesterday. This was a major news yesterday that the drug war, okay, murder and mayhem, Mexican drug violence spills over into the U.S. That was the
Stay there. We've got Officer Sheriff Richard Mack coming on, but I want you to be able to finish up.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live now into the third hour of the fourth hour coming up as well. We're not just doing the radio show right now. In the last 2 hours every day, we simulcast live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the full studio with the documents, the video clips, putting the articles up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Finishing up with Glenn Spencer of American Border Patrol, who is one of the most prominent and tireless, focused people exposing the crisis with our third world nation that is bordering our South, that is now falling apart in on itself with just carnage and murder and mayhem, and now mass kidnappings. There have been a lot of cases where drug smugglers will take 40-plus people, kidnap them out of Arizona or Texas. The police have to raid it and get killed. I mean, it's getting bad. And now the State Department's admitting there's kidnappings all over the U.S. of Americans down to Mexico. They're not just kidnapping Americans when they go to Mexico. The police and sucking money out of the family. Then in a minute or two, we're going to go to Sheriff Richard Mack for the next 30 minutes. Then we have a state representative joining us with all these states. It's now 10. And as you heard Jack McClam earlier, 20 more moving to declare sovereignty against the feds and all their globalist orders. But finishing up with that in your website, Glenn Spencer.
Well, yeah, we were talking about the fact that we have major crimes in our cities that are being committed by these drug gangs. Here is the AP report. U.S. authorities are reporting a spike in killings, kidnappings, and home invasions connected to Mexico's murderous cartels right in our cities. Now, we got 40% of the population of the prisons of California are in one way or another linked to illegal immigration. Now, they're going to let, they're saying you've got to let go 40% of the population. You have illegal aliens convicted of serious crimes during this unrest in California. They're going to release 60,000 of these people into the community,
which will then cause huge crime rates to even spike more. Then the feds bring in more federalization of police and funding to control the general population.
Absolutely.
So they know exactly what they're doing. Glenn Spencer, I want to get you back on the next few weeks for part two of this interview. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Fire out the websites.
AmericanPatrol.com.
All right.
AmericanPatrol.com. I got 151 people online right now.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Take care, my friend.
Thanks a lot.
All right, folks, for the next 30 minutes, we're joined by Sheriff Richard Mack, For those that don't know who he is, former sheriff in Graham County, Arizona, and longtime crusader for freedom and individual rights. Right now, it is vital that they restore the Constitution and supreme law of the land. The greatest threat we face today is not terrorists. It is our own federal government. If America is conquered or ruined, it will be from within, not a foreign enemy. That's his quote. And you can go to his website, sheriffmack.com. He, of course, brought a case to the Supreme Court for the Second Amendment on 10th Amendment grounds, states' rights, and won. And we are very, very thankful to have him on with his perspective. As everything we talked about now has come true, world government upon us. We're about to break, but I want to introduce you now. Sheriff Mack, great to have you on with us.
Well, Alex, it's so good to be back with you. It's been a while, and I've been following what you've been doing, and I really thank you for having me back on with you. It's a great pleasure.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us. Every major newspaper is announcing world government's the answer to the economic crisis, world government run by the very same central banks that are now engineering the crisis.
Well, it is, and just like you're talking about the immigration problem, the global governance problem, where can we go? Where can we go for help? Washington, D.C., your senator, your congressman, all that's a joke.
Richard Mack, our guest, will be back after this short 3-minute break and break down the State of the Union according to this great patriot and his advice to police and military out there who are being asked more and more to violate the Bill of Rights of the Constitution and aid the foreign banksters in their takeover of our once great republic. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live with Sheriff Richard Mack. We had more lawmen like him in this country, more defenders of liberty, more servants, and through servants is how great work is done, true heroes, then we wouldn't be in the situation we're in today. Sheriff Richard Mack, in the time we've got, I want to have you back up soon for a full hour. Going back to what I first said, I want you to speak to this. I mean, they're in the Time Magazine saying we're all socialists now. They're in Newsweek saying it. Time Magazine has the headline, New World Order. They say a new global bank to run the United States, to control the entire world that we pay taxes to. This is what we always said the international bankers were planning because their own documents said it. Why are they now coming right out in the open with this? Why are they pushing this? And what does this mean to you that they're finally not lying about it anymore? You know, the FBI training manual will say you're a terrorist if you talk about a new world order and that it doesn't exist. Now they're admitting it exists but saying it's good.
Well, I've written about Time Magazine has talked about the new world order quite a bit. I did an article about, I think it was an issue of 1995 where Time Magazine said, had an article, Who Should Keep the Keys? And it talked about Henry Kissinger saying that we need to compromise American idealism in order to fit into today's global society. This isn't that new, and you and I both know that. But I think now is the time for them to make their play. They're obviously not hiding it anymore. They've got New World Order boys in there that have been pushing this, ever since, the first George Bush was pushing for this. He talked about the New World Order all the time. Bill Clinton talked about the New World Order all the time. George Jr. has didn't say the words as nearly as much as his dad did, but he was certainly pushing for this. They're giving all our money to the banksters. The banksters own America. The banks own our currency. And that's why people like you and I have said all along that you better have gold and silver and food storage, and you better be able to protect yourselves and your family. And so along with your food storage, you need guns and ammo. These things we've been preaching since we've been on the air and since we've been involved in the freedom movement, myself for the last 15 years, maybe a little bit longer. Why they're being so blatant about it right now, I don't know, but the monster is knocking on the door, and we better be ready for it. And there's nobody protecting us in Washington, D.C. Ron Paul would probably be the only one, but he's basically ineffective because he's all by himself. You know, just like I said before the break, if you think you're going to call your congressman, I get all these emails all the time, call your congressman, call your senator, and ask him not to do this bill or whatever. Those are all jokes, Alex. I do not waste my time trying to call my congressman or senator anymore. Those guys are bought and paid for. They're going to do what they're going to do. They do not care about you. They do not care about their constituents. And there is one person who I believe can stop this new world order. His name is your county sheriff. And that's why I've written the new book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. It details the documentation. There is no question that your sheriff has the responsibility to protect you from tyranny.
And that's why the feds,
bankers, whatever. Yes, go ahead.
That's why the feds have been moving, and in many states, to abolish the sheriff or make it be appointed by the city when it's the county chartered by the state, and he is the elected, most powerful elected representative in the county. Literally, he can, you know, call up a posse, the local draft. It's totally constitutional. Instead, they've tried to shut down the sheriff, demonize it, or run feds and New World Order people for the position. So they've been attacking it from every angle, weakening it, getting rid of it, making it appointed, not elected. I think the best way to start here is
just... You're right. They've already stopped. They've already done away with the sheriff in Connecticut. And you were talking about the immigration problem, not the immigration problem, but the illegal immigration problem. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who has endorsed my book, by the way, he's on the back of the book. He believes in all of this about the autonomy of the sheriff. Look what he has done. He has been, I guess, the only sheriff in this country to round up illegals and arrest them and take them and put them in jail. And he's having the feds come and get them as soon as they can and say, look, I'm doing your job here. Come and get them and send them back. This is an amazing example of your sheriff. Have you noticed that nobody can get in his way? He even had the city of Mesa, where he was doing some raids there, and he actually went into the city of Mesa building and arrested some illegal aliens in the city complex. And the chief of police got real mad and was spouting off on the news about Sheriff Arpaio should be coordinating such an effort with him. And then they interview Arpaio, of course, and you know what he said. The last time I looked, Mesa is within the jurisdiction of Maricopa County. He says, I don't have to ask anybody's permission. And that's the point I make in the book. Your sheriff is not a bureaucrat. He does not answer to anyone except the people. And he's bound by oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. And therefore, he can protect you from the IRS. He can protect you and your money, your property, your welfare, your children. He is the only answer left. The county sheriff, America's last hope. That's
well, I mean, I think at the county level, but there's also juries, grand juries, that form of voting for the people is another hope. And we now have 10 states and 20 others now saying they may sign on to declare sovereignty. And in the bills that I've been reading the last few days on air, we've had some state reps on, it states we will not have martial law. We will not have gun confiscation. We will not have forced compulsory service. And they list what the feds are doing. And so the state is the answer. And enshrined in that, the smallest unit of that is the sheriff.
Right.
And you're right. I've seen cases all over the country where they're trying to come repossess people's homes.
Right.
And the sheriff's saying no. So that's why they tried to move to block the sheriff and basically federalize the states, because originally, in how our country's set up, it is the state that is the true unit of power.
It is. And, you know, and the county even more powerful than that, I do believe. And in the book, you'll see the documentation from my lawsuit that you mentioned when you introduced me. The lawsuit is key to all of this because it establishes the constitutional premise for the sheriff to have this power, and it's backed up by a recent Supreme Court ruling which came out in June of 1997. This has not been rescinded. It's law, and Justice Scalia details quite clearly that the federal government has no power over the county or the county sheriff or the state. state employees.
Instead, though, under Obama, they're trying to federalize everything. They're building FEMA camps where the local sheriff offices out of it with the military, with the police, and with clergy response teams. Can you speak to that?
Well, yes. You know, those are happening, it appears. I haven't seen any here in Arizona yet, but it doesn't matter where they're going up. If they're going up one place, they're going to be going up in others. I've maintained, even when I was sheriff, and I maintain even now, that the sheriff can tell FEMA to stay out of his county. We can make our own preparations. And the typical example of this is the failure of the federal government, especially during Hurricane Katrina, to really help people. And people have their hands out and expect the federal government to come take care of you. Don't expect it, don't count on it, and don't even want it.
Well, FEMA,
you
as you
make
know,
your own preparations at the county level, and just do your look what they did also at Katrina. They started taking everybody's guns away from them.
That's so what I was going to say is
self-defense.
Finally, the parish sheriff, not a county, a parish there, had to go stop FEMA from cutting the police communication lines because they wanted total federal control.
Of course, and they're going to, and if we continue to allow it, and if we have sheriffs who aren't aware of their duty, then this is going to continue to happen. I mean, you can look at the problems that happened when sheriffs relinquished at Ruby Ridge, at Waco, New Hampshire with the Elaine, what was her last name?
Edna Lane Brown.
Yeah, exactly, the Brown family. I mean, every place where the sheriff, and I think these were good sheriffs and good people there, they just are ignorant of the power and authority they have. The federal government has no jurisdiction in your county to be doing these things unless you, as the sheriff, allow it. And yes, you can go along, but to do so means you're throwing your constituents to the dogs. And this needs to be turned around, and I do believe that this book will offer the proper documentation and proof positive that the sheriff is the ultimate authority, and we need to educate him about that. I believe if we put the right information in front of the sheriffs in this country, we'll have them convinced. Can you imagine you can get freedom back and kick out the New World Order all at the same time by getting your sheriff on board?
Well, here's
there's only 3,000 sheriffs in this country. And if we could get 300 or 400 of them on board, just get 10% on board, the rest of it will snowball, or you could move to where one of them, who actually is a constitutional sheriff.
And this idea is spreading thanks to you and others, rediscovering liberty in our true system of government. A microcosm is studying the Western expansion, the robber barons, the oil companies, the coal companies, the railroads.
Yeah.
They would come in and buy off a sheriff and use him to let the Pinkerton and others go in and slaughter people and kick them off their land. But in more cases than not, it was the people's sheriff that would fight off the bankers. So we've gone through this before.
Yes, we have. And, you know, I really feel that the time is ripe because of the hopelessness that people felt during especially this last campaign. The presidential election, I think, left so many people with a bad taste in their mouth of hopelessness. And right now, I'm given a message that there is hope, and it is your county sheriff.
Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. Final segment with Sheriff Richard Mack straight ahead after this quick break and his new book. We'll talk about that as well. There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Outside in the cold distance, a wildcat did growl.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth.
Sheriff Richard Mack is our guest with us till 40 after. Then we're going to get into financial news. Have a state rep coming on, this time from Missouri. fighting the New World Order. Look, anytime good people disengage from government, tyranny comes in and fills the vacuum. 99% of countries and nations have been tyrannical. And that's really the bottom line. You will have everything you've got stolen. You really think you could just give the bankers your pension funds and your 401ks and they wouldn't run a scam to steal it? That's what this police state's about, is total control. Sheriff Richard Mack, I think it's important, the time we have left with you, for you to reach out to the police, not just the sheriff's departments, and explain to them how they've been manipulated, how they're being turned to the dark side. Perhaps you should briefly talk about your awakening.
Well, it is. It is, and this book is directed towards everyone. And my first book, the prequel to this one, is The Proper Role of Law Enforcement. And it is intended for all police officers, that, so they will become peace officers in this country. And yes, quite frankly, the police departments across this country, whether it's sheriff's offices or police departments, have been brought into this mode of and been inculcated, if not brainwashed, into believing that all laws must be enforced. And that no matter what it comes down from the pike, from Washington, D.C., or from the state capitol, must be enforced. But that really, and the book talks about that very issue, that lack of principle behind that, because that's actually, as Thomas Jefferson called it, laws were nothing more but tools of the tyrant. And that's what laws have become today. And so all this photo radar crap, and the multi-billion-dollar industry of the wholesale distribution of traffic tickets, especially radar tickets. You can go on and on. The drug war. The drug war is something else I have preached against for the last 10 years. I'm one of the speakers for law enforcement against prohibition. Prohibition does not work unless you're promoting a police state and big brother government.
And more drugs, because then there's so much profit, and every case of prohibition, it increases.
Oh, of course. Of course. I mean, let's be real. Prohibition doesn't work. Abraham Lincoln said prohibition is an insane law and an insane practice, and makes crimes out of things that were never crimes at all. And prohibition isn't anything new. I mean, it goes way, way back. In fact, back during the Scottish Rebellion against the King of England, during Braveheart, you can even see in that movie of Braveheart where the King of England outlawed bagpipe music because it promoted patriotism and feelings of wanting to be free. And so, prohibition is nothing new. And now, isn't it insane that we have hemp illegal when we could use hemp to restore the economy of this country and make oil and fuel and all sorts of things that we could get from this hemp plant?
And let's be clear, almost all the hemp varieties don't have THC.
No, they don't.
And it's better than cotton, better for rope, better, but yeah. But it's banned.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't even care if they have THC in it. Who cares? But it doesn't. And hemp has been used in our country way back. You know, the Declaration of Independence was written on it. So was the Constitution. But it's absurd what our government does, and then turns right around and lies to us and says stuff like, but there's no earmarks in this bill. It's amazing that people, we have so many Kool-Aid drinkers in this country, and I'm afraid that the police have been part of the Kool-Aid drinkers, and we've got to stand up and recognize our oath of office. And the book points out and starts with this principle that James Madison said, that you and I were talking earlier, states and counties are supposed to erect barriers against the encroachments of the national authority. Well, that's what this is about. And if we could depend on the 600 some odd thousand peace officers in this country to keep their oath of office to uphold and defend the Constitution, instead of being redcoats for the central government and sometimes for the state, we could get our country back. The people of this country could have their freedom back tomorrow.
Sheriff Richard Mack, stay there. Final segment with you coming up. And if police and military and people don't like hearing this from Sheriff Richard Mack, you don't like the United States. Because this is what this country was founded on. And it was set up to stop a powerful central government, because they always are bad, they always go bad, and they always hurt the people big time. Stay with us. We'll be right back. ladies and gentlemen. We're going to start pre-sales of the Obama deception today. I'll be done with the film in a few weeks, and it'll be mass-produced and ship out on March 15th, and will also be at prisonplanet.tv in super high quality. We're getting amazing response. People are freaking out, wanting it. This doesn't attack him for the Kenya stuff, or is he really a proper U.S. citizen and all that. We're not saying that that's not an issue, just we're not getting into that. We're getting into who he's appointing, what he's doing, his history, the gun control, the open borders, the FEMA camps, how he's controlled by the very Wall Street group that engineered the implosion by design. This film is dynamic. This film is dynamic. I was up here again till midnight last night. I'm working on this tirelessly with my team. The Obama Deception, the obamadeception.net is the website. And it's now up on the shopping cart. We haven't linked to it on the main page of Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com yet. Why should you pre-order? Well, when you pre-order, the orders come in a stack, and the first person to order is the first person to have it shipped to them by UPS. And it's vital. That's why I usually make a film in 6 months. I make this one in like three, because I have been racing and racing and racing. But it's just as much quality or more than my other films. We're getting better and better at this. And it's just an unbelievable film. It's obviously dangerous for us to do this. They come after everybody that fights them. But we're telling it like it is. He's a front man for the New World Order. So the Obama Deception is on sale right now at Infowars.com. We've got to get to the toll-free line. They're ready to take orders. In fact, let's call them and get that set up. The Obama Deception, 1995. I want you to make unlimited copies of this and give it out to everybody you know. Going back to Sheriff Richard Mack. Sheriff, there was a story in the San Antonio Express News 2 days ago, and I see these every couple days and don't even cover them. I don't like bashing police. I know in psychology it actually makes them get more into a gang mentality group. I know that most beat cops are good people, good men and women, but I know that these boss hog towns and a lot of these big cities are criminal. I've seen it. And it just talked about all over Texas. Just county after county, they just pull you over and take your watch, take your wallet, under asset forfeiture, no drugs, no nothing found illegal. They rob old ladies. It's all in the news. I mean, it's not just bad cops or bad corrupt systems or violating the Bill of Rights Constitution. We're seeing what happens in Mexico and most other nations. They are just going completely criminal, and they're now recruiting more and more criminals into the police force, the military. We've got to turn this around now, or the whole society will collapse like Mexico.
Well, we do, and we all have a responsibility with this. We're off track in our country. We've forgotten our roots. We have gotten off our constitutional basics. We don't teach fundamentals in the police academies. They do hire people that should not be in there. And I'm grateful, too, just as you said, that these are the exceptions and not the norm. But it's happening too much, and we need people to be vigilant. And, you know, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance, and we've got to get a handle on all of this. In my first book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, it addresses that issue, and it addresses how I was converted to the Constitution. And I wasn't born a constitutional cop. Came from looking at my oath of office one day that I swore to uphold and defend the Constitution, but I had never read it, so I started reading it. And I believe that when these fundamental documents come to life for our police officers and peace officers and sheriffs in this country, that they will have the same conversion. I believe, just as you said, that most of these men and women are good people, but they have to be given proper and good information, or they're never going to change. I believe this change is possible, and in my book it addresses that. Like I told you, it documents a large portion of my case that was endorsed by the Supreme Court, and it's a landmark decision, and it needs to be used. And James Madison is quoted again talking about states standing up and counties standing up against the federal government, and it says, hence, a double security arises to the rights of the people. The different governments will control each other at the same time that each will be controlled by itself. That's a quote from Madison, which is in the decision.
Yeah, each binding down the others to the Constitution.
Correct. And so now, this is the only place in the book that it does this. So it says, to the reader, so who is charged with safeguarding the people from the federal government when it refuses to control itself? And then in parentheses it says, please write the answer in the space provided. And there's an empty line right there for the reader to put that in there. And you want your sheriff to realize the answer. And there could be several answers. It could be the sheriff. It could be you. The answer is we are, or the sheriff, or I am.
And that goes into the grand juries, the juries, how they've been made these kept, enslaved, in the dark creatures who were told how to rule and told what to do, when the founders in history and the Magna Carta states, even before that, 1215 in England, that it is the jury that judges the law and the case. And if they think a law is unconstitutional or it's tyranny, or they don't, because back then they knew not to trust the police and the government, that that they were even above the king. And our ancestors fought incredible wars to get this basic right, and that's what everything is based on. And now they're abolishing the Magna Carta in England, and crowing and trumpeting they've done this. So, bottom line, if you don't stand up, you will be run over.
Correct. And the overall question, and it asks the question specifically, to your sheriff, to your favorite peace officer, will you stand against tyranny? Well, there's only two answers. Yes, I will, or no, I won't. If he won't, especially after you give him this information, then you've got to get rid of him, or you've got to move somewhere else. The second one is, yes, I will. Then you convince him and show him when and where he should do that.
All
and
right, the book covers that.
We've got to stand behind the sheriff on this.
Final question for you. You know, my life, I was a happy person, but there was this emptiness. And when I studied history and studied what was happening, my life is so fulfilled, so dynamic. It is what you're meant to do. Men are meant to guard their hut, guard their village, guard their county. This is what humans do. It's the natural law that you become usurped or killed or enslaved if you don't stand up and aren't strong, and if you don't have justice, and that justice is what creates milk and honey and wonderful societies. How has your life changed since you were a constitutional police officer and a constitutional sheriff, and the fights you've led and the victories you've had? Most of the time when we fight back, we have victories. That's the big secret.
Yeah.
And I just feel sorry for those that are involved in tyranny and rationalize it, because they don't know that it isn't money or treasure or anything that life is about. It is literally about being a servant and being a protector and being a guardian, and that all of us, whether we're a police officer or a sheriff's deputy or a firefighter or a military person or a shopkeeper, we are all guardians, and that we have a job in life to be involved to fight evil, because evil is always in our society. So what has that journey been like for you?
Well, the first thing that I thought of when you said that, and I've even asked that question before, it's been a real roller coaster ride. It has been lots of ups, lots of downs, very exciting. Thrills, thought I was going to die a few times, but my wife has hung with me, and my kids have also, and I've got a good family, and it's brought us all fulfillment, and I've got the respect of my kids because they know that I stood for what I believed in, even though it didn't bring us any money. In fact, it did quite the opposite of that, but this has never been about money. It's been about one thing and one thing only, and that is standing and fighting for what I truly believe in. And this is what it has accomplished personally, is I really feel that I've been able to make a little difference. And the good Lord put me on earth to make a difference. I believe that he's called me to this work, and I'm not going to turn my back on it. I'm not going to stop. I'm only 56 years old. I've got plenty of time left to stand and fight for this holy cause. Just as Patrick Henry called it, the holy cause of liberty. We cannot give up. Friends and neighbors and everybody listening to this, do not give up. I've got speaking engagements with about this very thing in Texas, where people are inviting their sheriffs and favorite cops and deputies. I've got another one lined up in Ohio. I want to be doing this every weekend, so get on the website, sheriffmack.com. I'm going to try to put my schedule on there so you know, but anyway, give me an email, sheriffmack@hotmail.com. It's on my website. Give me a call. Drop me a line, and let's make this movement. This movement can stop the New World Order, but we have got to get this information out. Get the book for yourself, get one for your favorite cop, and definitely get one for your sheriff, and let's get this thing rolling.
All right, Sheriff Mack, I would just say this. it isn't just physical courage. All the psychological studies show it's moral courage to admit you've been manipulated, to admit you've been indoctrinated and inculcated. We're not even asking people to think the way we do. Just look at history. Look at what you're doing. Look at what you're involved in, whether you're a business person or a police officer, whatever it is, and ask if this country's going in the right direction and ask what you're doing. And all you silly yuppies that giggle and smirk and laugh about all this stuff, I told you the bankers were going to take everything you had because we had their own IMF World Bank documents. You know, this isn't a game. These guys aren't playing patty cake.
No.
The people running this New World Order killed 200 plus million people last century, okay? So we don't stand up and fight these creatures, you know, just for fun. We do this because we know that there's no other choice. And it is the best feeling and the most fulfilling thing in the world to just gut up, get past the fear, then you won't have it anymore. Once you go through fear, it's right. Gone. And it is animating, the animating contest of liberty. You aren't living. Bungee jumping, you're not going to find this exhilaration. Partying, having sex, doing drugs, getting drunk. None of that is going to fulfill you. Being rich, being powerful, nothing is going to fulfill you like helping others and knowing what's going on in the world and not being a sucker and a chump. And we just really want to salute you, Sheriff Richard Mack, and we'll talk to you in the near future.
Thanks a lot, Alex, and God bless you, and thanks again for having me on.
Thank you for joining us. Absolutely. You know, I think about how they could set me up, imprison me, how evil the feds are, how evil most of the states are now, and I'm not even worried about it. I worry about my little sweet, dear, darling, angelic children, but, you know, if something bad happens to them, that's the New World Order. That's not me. I put it in God's hands because they have no future, and other children have no future. If we don't stand up, if we give in to the fear, they win. If we fight, they lose. All you have to do is put yourself in motion. All you have to do is make the commitment to fight tyranny. In small ways, it will grow into great things. Victory is ours. Resistance is victory. Now, that said, we need your financial support here. And the ways we ask for financial support are buying the books and videos, making all the copies you want, getting PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, all of that. Because people say, Alex, you need to do this. You need to do that. You need to expand. You need to take action in all these ways. And a lot of times I'd say, you know, what are you telling me to do more? But you know what? I'm taking the challenge. I am doing more. But if you ask me to do more, you have to support more. And the number one thing is telling your email list, your friends, your family, your neighbors, your community about AM and FM stations we're on in your area, shortwave, internet, satellite, the free podcast. That's how this show grows. Are you doing that? I mean, it's one thing to almost take action. It's another thing to take action. That's the biggest thing. I think the show's the most effective, the best guests, the best info. We bring all these great activists that have had success at the state level, federal level. He's won at the Supreme Court, held back a lot of gun grabbing. And it's all because you, the core listeners, have supported these other people we bring on here as a larger platform. But we need the platform itself to grow so that we can launch others. This literally, we're like a Cape Canaveral rocket base. And we are launching, you know, ICBMs at the enemy. And we are trying to produce more info weapons and more powerful weapons to blow holes in the enemy. And we are going straight into the enemy. We are committed. We are focused. Now, I bring Ted Anderson up a couple times a week now because gold was $280 an ounce when I first started plugging it. Now it's gone up, you know, to $930, $949, $950 today. I haven't looked in the last few minutes. It's up at $940-something, $930-something, and rising. And Ted doesn't really even make money doing this. He buys the gold and silver when it's low, and then he sells it when it's low, and he sells it when it's high. And he is at the very tail end of a purchase he made 3 weeks ago when gold was at $830. And Ted is the owner of this Genesis Network. By the way, Ted, I've been so busy, I keep forgetting. Have you gotten my new Star Guide feed yet?
Because Ted, I'm working on that right now. We just sent the equipment up to ABC so we can get that going.
Yeah, leasing that feed.
Yeah, it takes. We've got a T1 connection there, but we have to break it up with an Adtran modem type unit that can do that, and then we put the codecs up there in order to transcode and get your voice back over.
Well, I mean, that's an example of what I'm saying. I'm on one ABC feed, but we're going to go this radio show 24 hours a day, except for Jason Burmes, on our own system with Ted, and it's Ted stepping up to pay the $5,000 a month. And the feds, a side issue, I want to bring this up now, Tim, and we'll hold you over the next segment. The feds put out this line. We know they're feds. that we're owned by ABC and owned by the Saudi Arabians, and that this is the kind of lies they do, and that we're on ABC. Yes, you go out and you lease a Clear Channel, an ABC receiver, or a Jones receiver. Those are the three, and radio station owners are laughing, and so are managers. They know that's the piece of equipment. Like you contract for an ISDN line, you get it from AT&T. We're not owned by AT&T. But that shows how the feds operate right there, going, oh, look, they're owned by ABC. No, any of you can call ABC and lease your own feed. And the reason we go with ABC is they don't restrict the feed. You can lease one from Clear Channel, but they won't let the stations have the encoders to get you off unless you're a Clear Channel show. And it's just so sick how I think of the fact we're trying to get another satellite for the stations out there to deliver my show 24 hours a day so they can air it more. And then the enemy gets upset by that and lies to people and says that we're ABC. Can you explain that to folks, Ted?
Well, yeah. I mean, as simple as this. I mean, it's the delivery mechanism that's used by all the radio shows out there in the marketplace. You're right about that. I did lease from Clear Channel for a little while, and unless if you're a premier group radio show like Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh or some of these others that they produce, they won't open up their receivers.
And they didn't tell you that when they leased it to you.
Oh, no. I mean, I had to get out of a 5-year contract, and I had to buy my way out of it. It was crazy. ABC just happens to open it up. Anybody that's picking up Paul Harvey or ABC News has a receiver that can pick up the Alex Jones show. And if you want to syndicate in the marketplace, if you want to make any kind of a dent in the terrestrial market, meaning licensed AM and FM stations out there, you have to have an ABC StarGuide 3 feed, which is now developing into this new XDS receiver.
But my system. Whole point is this: we're doing a talk radio show, and you know I have a Neumann mic, German. I'm not owned by the Neumann Corporation. I have a Toshiba TV in front of me as a monitor. I'm not owned by Toshiba. And I'm just saying, listeners, this is what the feds do. And it makes me angry, not that they're putting the lies out, but that people are so gullible. Like there's a porno magazine called Genesis. They claim we're owned by the porno magazine when there's hundreds of companies called Genesis. Another writer put out a lie because there was some Genesis thing with some Saudi Arabian, you know. I think you ought to post on the site your charter, your corporate charter, that it's a Ted Anderson company. I'm tired of the feds running black ops and people believing it, Ted.
Yeah, and there's a lot of funny information.
I think you ought to just sue one of those people just to teach people a lesson.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I mean, I know you sue people. You need to go ahead and just sue them because I'm tired of them getting. You know, we need to get aggressive and start hammering people and call them in court and go, now listen, you bastard liar. You tell the judge what's going on.
Well, you were sleeping.
They came and took it all away, ladies and gentlemen.
They came.
You know, Ted, I didn't mean to get sidetracked. I just got into radio stuff with you here on air. We've been so busy, I hadn't talked to you about that. Jason Burmese's show starts 9 to midnight. Central, March 1st, a couple Thursdays from now. And I just know what a good guy you are and how hard you work, everything you've done, and the feds' little lies about you really make me mad. I think you ought to look at suing one or two of these people just to, you know, there'll be a court record of their lies and get a judgment against them. But that's a side issue. I'm glad you're going to get us another satellite feed. Good job, Ted. Let's get into the goal here in the 4 minutes that we have got left here today. You are at the very tail end. And, folks, he told you this one was at 700, and that ran out. And then it was 800, and then 830. It's about to run out. He was able, at that original price, to get some more sovereigns, British sovereigns, and francs. Where is gold right now, Ted?
Gold today has seen 948.80. It's down by just about $2. It's up 27 bucks. It's at 944.10. I did some math on the British sovereigns. Currently, right now, there are 288 when I buy them. Right now, I'm carrying them for 265. There, four of them put together make an ounce, so I took the difference of $23 from where they would be today to what I'm offering them for, and it comes out to be $92 per ounce. I also have the French franc. I did the math on that one as well. They are up $19 from where I'm carrying them right now. They're at 235. I've got them at 217. You multiply that by 5 because it's a fifth of an ounce, $95. above and beyond where they're trading at right now per ounce. That's the difference. I mean, the silver market right now is even higher. Silver currently right now today is at $13.72. I have the silver dollars, or not the silver dollars, wish I had them. I have the Walking Liberty halves and the dimes from
half
back when it's down at $9 an ounce when silver was down there. The same price as the dimes currently right now are at $1,590 per $100 face value. Or
Ted,
$1.59
is it safe to say this is the best deal you've ever offered?
Well, Alex, I haven't ever offered it for this, not like this before. And I talked to Mona.
This is my priced buyer. In $114 less than the market is right now, when most places don't even have gold or silver, and when they do, they put huge premiums over it. This is an insane deal. How long are you offering it?
Well, Alex, I can't offer this past midnight tonight. There's no way. Unless
have to stop
if I can
now.
Have a huge drop in gold, it ain't going to happen. I mean, I'm watching. I mean, the argument that's going on in Washington, D.C. about this stimulus package, and then right behind that, the Secretary of Treasury asking for like $3 trillion to bail out the banks again.
And last time, $700 billion turned into $8.5 trillion.
Right.
Bloomberg reports the bailout's now at $9.7 trillion. That's the newest number. So $3 trillion would be three times that if they always left. So we're talking about $30 trillion. These numbers don't, it's insane. Protect yourselves now. They're hyperinflating the currency. There's no doubt of that. Give the brokers a call on the francs, on the sovereigns, and on the half dollars and the dimes in silver. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. And that's good through midnight, February 11th. That's a nice birthday present for me to everybody. Today's my birthday, Ted.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday. I forgot about that.
I'm getting to be an old man now. I'm 35.
Yeah, well, you're getting to be an old man, all right.
I put a lot of miles on there.
Oh, well, I tell you what, every year goes by, and the amount of people that are listening to this show and how it grows, I can't tell you, Alex. I am so appreciative of what you've done, not only
no,
for
I'm
the Genesis.
No, I'm appreciative of the listeners spreading the word.
Yeah.
So where is silver right now?
Silver currently right now, $13. And
you're selling it at the $9 level.
Yeah.
What's it priced in at $9? $800. 686-2237, and you're pricing gold at $114 less than the market is.
Yeah, right now at this time, you can't beat that. I know that my competition is shuddering. The other thing, too, is I have a lot of other coins that are due for a price increase starting tonight, too. So if you're interested in something
else. This is it, 800-686-2237. Stay with us. Thanks, Ted.
Thanks.
We are back live now, already into the final hour. State Representative Jim Guest will be joining us. They're getting him off the floor right now. He's in Missouri. 10 states, another 20, according to Jack McClam, are moving to declare sovereignty. They're talking about martial law, gun confiscations. Now they're not going along with compulsory slavery, a new domestic draft. Obama's pushing. This is exciting. We're on the march. The empire is on the run. Ted Anderson's gone now, but you just heard him do that gold pitch from gold he bought when it was at $830 level. But just amazing deal on precious metals in stock, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Take advantage of this or you're crazy. In fact, I'm going to take advantage on it. Every 6 months or so, I buy a little bit of silver and gold, and this deal is just too good. 800-686-2237. Okay, we are back live now into the fourth hour. Coming up, I'm going to get into Madoff's wife pulled $15 million before his arrest out of Reuters. They've got a new drug czar. We're going to be going over all that. Time magazine calls for a world government in this issue titled The New World Order, saying a foreign bank will control the United States. See, this has been the plan. The good news is 10 states now have legislation introduced. It was 8 last Friday. Now it's 10. 20 more looking at it. And we've been having people on from Oklahoma and from Washington and from New Hampshire, more from New Hampshire. Throughout this week and next week, we're having these great patriots, these great men and women on. Representative Jim Guest has introduced HCR 13, claims sovereignty for the United States under the 10th Amendment of the United States Constitution for all powers not otherwise enumerated and granted to the federal government under the Constitution. Now, that's already enshrined in the 10th Amendment, but it has to be redeclared and the state has to be ordered and reminded the state agencies to follow that. Representative Guest, it's a great honor to have you on with us.
Well, it's an honor for me to be on and visit with people of this great country and help them join our forces here to, it's sad that we have to have a wake-up call to take back of the powers that supposedly are ours.
Absolutely. We're going to break in a moment and come back and talk more about it. But what spurred you to introduce this, and how is it going, and what does it cover?
I guess this probably started a couple of years ago when this Real ID Act came out. That was also a direct violation of the 10th Amendment, and we started down the road to get states to enact legislation to oppose that. And, you know, we kept citing it was a direct violation of, well, about three or four amendments in the Bill of Rights, and obviously the 10th. And as we got on down there and visited with other legislators around the country, I thought, you know, we need to make a concerted and united effort here to file some legislation to notify our federal government that we're going to take back those rights delineated in the 10th Amendment. So that's kind of what was behind it there.
Have you seen the New Hampshire one that says we're saying no to martial law?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think of that?
That was a very bold step. I presented my HCR 13, the 10th Amendment rights here in my committee yesterday morning, and I briefly noted it. I said, if you think this language is a little bit strong, you need to read the New Hampshire where it says, if they violate any of these, we're going to nullify the Constitution and start all over again. So, yes, I commend them for that very brave and bold step they're taking.
And New Hampshire has the strongest state constitution. It's even better in powers delegated to the state and the people than even the federal. The only one that I know of that's even stronger, and it states right to revolt, and they're basically preparing for right to revolt clause.
That's right. I just reiterated that in, like I said, in that committee meeting. I kind of went over the high points of it. That I said, you know, this is no wonder they call the live free or die state up there, and we need more patriots and more people around the country to stand up with what they're starting there.
I want to go over your concerns about federal control, because it's not even federal. It's international.
Absolutely.
Time Magazine says it is a world government run by private banks, so they can't call us kooks. Wall Street Journal is calling for North American Union and getting rid of the dollar and letting a foreign bank. We're being taken over like a third world country by foreign banks.
We are, and you know, that's one of the efforts we've been working on here is a resolution with other states to make people aware of this North American Union and the one world government that's coming on. You know, people kind of made light of it for several years when all of once the light's starting to come on and they realize what's taking place. But you know, it's difficult when some of these powers get that far down the road before you can get people to take action on it. But it's never too late until the door's closed, so we need to work
That's
on
right.
it.
That's right. And we turned the lights on. There were a million New World Order cockroaches in there. Representative Jim Guest from Missouri, a great patriot. He'll be back with us after this break.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The United States, the jewel of the crown of this world, has been seized by offshore banks publicly. And if we don't address just how dire things are, just how out of control things are, with Newsweek saying we're now a socialist nation, we're all socialists now, we're not going to be able to turn this around. No more time to play patty cake or mince words. This is tyrannical world government at point-blank range attacking our country and looting it. And they got all these scared people saying, we'll do whatever you say, take our rights away, just give us, you know, money, give us jobs, when the very same crew filling Obama's administration, if you thought Bush was bad, are the very people in the Clinton administration who changed the banking rules to engage in this criminal looting. A bunch of Madoffs, basically. Got Representative Guest on with us, and I appreciate Jim Guest joining us from Missouri, District 5, Republican. And I told you it was 8 states. I guess he's the 9th because I introduced it yesterday. It's up to 10 now and 20 more looking at it. Why did you, looking at things happening, run over the thought process of introducing this, where it's going, how we help you get this passed. I know I'm on a couple stations, like the fine station KCXL out of Kansas City. How do folks put pressure, because we know the foreign bankers are lobbying, putting pressure against you guys to not save the Republic. How do we help you? Well, A, why'd you do this? What's the main threats? B, how do we help you?
You know, the main reason is, I've got two grandchildren, and I keep telling people I want them to grow up in, the world I have. Last thing I want to do is sit on the front step of my house and tell my two granddaughters I can remember back when America used to be free. I don't want them to ask me what it was like. Grandpa, when America was be free. That's one of the main reasons I'm working is for the children of the future, so they've got a free country to live in, so they don't have to live under this tyrannical power that's coming down at us here. So in addition to that, you know, it's an obligation to the people, my constituents. They elected me to look out for them, to protect their rights and their freedoms, and that's what I was doing. That's what we've got a number of legislators around the country doing. So it's a you know, it's a concern today, but it's more of a concern to what's going to happen tomorrow if we don't take action today. And like you said, you know, it's not tomorrow we need to take action. It's today because I keep saying we're at the crossroads, and whatever freedoms and rights we lose, we're never going to get them back. On the campaign trail, you know, a typical response was they always say, you know, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? I always ask the question, do you have more or less rights today than you had 4 years ago? And people realize kind of a wake-up call that slowly their rights are being taken away, and they can see the federal government's power grab taking over that. And, you know, right now the federal government's trying to make people happy by putting a few dollars in their pocket and take more control of their lives. So that's why it's so important that we join here. And, you know, how can people in Missouri help? Pretty easy. When they find out who their legislators are on the committee, call their legislators and tell them to support this HCR 13, and I've also got a bill out there, House Bill 361, to reject the Real ID Act. Those both go in pretty close together. The Real ID Act's another attack for Big Brother to start watching us and controlling us and tracking our every movement. So those two bills are ones I'm working on today.
Well, you know, people want solutions. This is it. This is the remedy in the Constitution next to the cartridge box. Is the states, and you know, I hope we don't have to go to that, for the states to say no and stand up and declare their sovereignty. And, you know, we're now, as you said, I said that earlier, hours ago, this is the big crossroads. I totally agree with you. And the good news is the bad news. And I'll take the bad first. The bad news is they've taken the gloves off. They're openly announcing world government, FEMA camps, forced compulsory service, national goon squads, carbon taxes that'll shut down what's left of our industry, open borders, tracking and tracing. I mean, it was in Bloomberg yesterday that in the stimulus package is the total federalization of healthcare, where doctors have to be told by the government what treatments they could do. And in there it says, over 55, it says in the bill, they would deny this before. They said, this is the British model, and we're just going to let old folks go blind. We're not going to give you the surgery. We're not going to give you brain surgery. You're going to have to wait. The young people will get the healthcare. Actual rationing. So the good news is the bad news. The bad news is they're out in the open with classic tyranny and corruption and abuse and control. But that's also the good news, because it's so outrageous. How could we not beat this? Why are they? So please speak to that. And why do you think government is going so hog wild right now?
I think they've been successful in the past in stepping on us, and with that people revolting, you know, I think maybe it is, as they say, time for another revolution here. That we've quietly gone along here until these last, I'm not sure, 3 or 4 years. They take away our rights, and people kind of go along with it. And now they think that you know, we won't put up any resistance. But then that's why it's so great, and I'm so glad to see so many states stepping forward now. I think I just feel like that they've got the upper hand, which they do have, and they're going to continue with it. So they feel that the states won't revolt, won't resist, and they've got the people in a state of fear out there that they're not going to have a job or not going to have any money. And if the federal government gives them a few dollars to put in their pocket, then they'll owe them, and they'll be grateful for what they have, not realizing what they've lost in the meantime and getting to that point.
Well, I agree with you. Ron Paul said a million times, and it's true historically, we could lose our whole economy tomorrow, but if we had liberty, we would rebuild it very quickly. Liberty is the engine of milk and honey. It is the engine of a great, free, beautiful society. Socialism and corruption always devastates everything in its path. So can you speak to that? I mean, you talk about your grandchildren and children. I'm the same with three children. I mean, I look at them, and I'm not worried about the Fed setting me up or demonizing me or, you know, even killing me, and I've had death threats. It's like, my God, there's not even a choice here. I have to fight these people to the bitter end, whatever the cost is. I am going to the end, and I can see with you and many other reps we're having on, I've never heard this type of commitment from Ron Paul and many others. There is now a commitment, because it's clear our worst you know, ideas on this were correct, it's even worse than we had thought.
Yeah, you mentioned a good point there. Some of us older people are willing to put up some resistance, and I think they realize that, and that's why they've sort of maybe let us alone, and they're trying to indoctrinate the young children in the fact that they accept putting a biometric fingerprint or something, or accepting a chip implanted in them. So they know that that's where they're going to start the young age, indoctrinating them to be under their control. And that way they can form their habits from the very beginning. And that's where our education process has to go, to make sure that the young people are aware of the downfalls and the pits that await them out there, and get them to join our cause. And we you know, we have some younger people getting involved here, and I think they're the ones that realize that their future and their freedom's at stake here. But then, this socialism path that we're going down, it's picked up speed here. In fact, I guess you'd say we're on the downhill slide right now, and it's going to take an all-out effort to get it stopped. But then it's a price that we're going to have to pay to get it stopped out there, because the price in the future will be many times greater than that.
Well, what would it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?
Absolutely.
They're going to give people a few $100 tax credit, but meanwhile give trillions to offshore banks and fully federalize everything. And I see these poor fools crying when Obama got elected, saying, my problems are all solved, I won't have to worry about bills ever again. And then he went from hope and change, it's all going to be fixed, to it's going to go from a crisis to a catastrophe. Do whatever I say or your life's basically over. Is that not psychological terrorism?
It is. You know, they keep saying, gosh, 2 months ago we had to do this bailout overnight or things were going to collapse. Well, worth the point now that it hasn't helped. And right now they're going to say, you know, we got to get this money, we got to spend it now. And people are buying into that, and they're accepting this few dollars as they're part of their socialism that they're heading down to. So, you know, I'm really concerned about this government owning our banks and our financial institutions. I think that is another disaster in the making there, big time. And, you know, I just, it's a shame that our country got so out of hand here, and we let these powers for so long be in control.
Isn't that what the founding fathers and others like Andrew Jackson, all they did was fight the domination of bankers?
Absolutely. You go back and research, you look at the Federal Reserve System and the banks that they had there. They realized the dilemma that would happen if the government had a central bank. And, you know, they had one for, 20 years, and then they abolished it. And then, 1913, we started with the Federal Reserve System. And, you know, a lot of people don't really understand the Federal Reserve System. And when they see this in the Fed, they think we're trying to end some federal government-owned bank. But then a little education, they all at once they realize the cause of it. And, you know, most of them are pretty outraged when they realize what's going on. But it's difficult to educate so many people when they are, only thing they're concerned with is a few dollars in their pocket today, and they're not worrying about tomorrow.
Well, that's what we're doing. Is every Fed location late last year, we went out and protested. The people are looking past the puppets, the Bushes, the Obamas, to the real power structure. And I think that's why the establishment's racing to finish their New World Order, because they know their time is short.
You bet. This, and I have to admit, several years ago, I kind of questioned this one world order. But then when you start looking around, like it became more involved in it. You can see what's taking place here. You can see the European unions and the African Union and the Mideast Union and the North American Union taking place. And all at once, you see these pieces starting to come together and realize there are a few people that this one world order is quite feasible, and it's heading towards that in a too fast a pace to make us comfortable.
You're right. I want to do a final segment with you, if you can, five more minutes after this break, to talk about, again, on the ground, how we get other states, how you recommend listeners introduce your bill, you know, bring it to state legislators. In Texas is going into session, other states, because people are angry, and this is, I think, one of the best solutions. For those that don't know, this film, The Money Masters, covers the history of the international bankers. This is what Thomas Jefferson had to say. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs, Thomas Jefferson.
was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
You know what's exciting?
The bastards hung me.
There's a lot of bad things going on, a lot of tyranny, but tyranny always overreaches, and then it always falls. Then people get liberty, and then they become complacent again, and it rises again. But they're coming out in the open with their world government now, their FEMA camps, their NORTHCOM over the states. They know the threat is the states. That's why NORTHCOM says the governors are abolished. Federal officers wearing dual hats serving at the pleasure of the president. NORTHCOM admits they want to use 20,000 combat U.S. troops against the American people. They'll stage events to try to bring it in and have people accept it, but they're not going to get away with it. So the show is on the road. A lot of people say, let's get the show on the road. Well, a lot of you talkers are going to have a chance now because we're desperately here trying to fix things peaceably. Those of you that want to fight, don't worry. The enemy's going to start fights. The globalists are going to push it. And I hope we can avert this. In closing, Representative Jim Guest introducing this great bill there in the Missouri State House. We just commend you for what you're doing. Again, how do people support you? How do people get this into other state legislatures? I think one of yours is one of the best pieces of legislation I've seen.
Okay, what they do is just call me here at the State House. That's 573-751-0246, or they can email me at jim.guest@house.mo.gov, which stands for Missouri House Government. And we will forward copies of our legislation to all over the country, to you, to your legislator, so they can start filing in those states who have not filed it. That's how we're doing, sending model legislation around. And you can revamp it to fit your particular state, but you got to get active. For those here in Missouri, give me a call, and I'll give you the name of some legislators that you need to work on to getting this voted out of committee. It's very important to get this out so our voice for freedom here gets heard in Missouri. So,
all right, we're going to...
Preaching to those who've probably heard this many times, but and you can't say it too often, it's time to get involved.
We're on a lot of AM and FM stations on the internet and shortwave. We have new listeners every millisecond. Throw back up on screen his website, his state website. It's got the number 573-751-0246, or just go get his bill or the New Hampshire bill or others. Go to your state house. Go to the Texas Capitol. Go say, introduce this. Bring the articles, mainstream news about FEMA camps and things and the gun confiscation bills they've got introduced in Congress. I mean, this is really happening, ladies and gentlemen. This is one of the big solutions. All we talk about is solutions here, and the enemy claims we're not. In closing, sir, I just want to commend you and the great spirit of Paul Revere and George Washington, what you're doing. And we appreciate you offering to have folks call, and you can consult with them and try to help them with your state or other states. That's quite a burden you've just taken on. But the other state reps we've had on have made the same offers. Great, great patriots. In closing, you heard my point about at least the show's on the road. At least it's so out in the open that I'm seeing a gigantic awakening, bigger than anything I'd ever seen before. So are you seeing a huge firestorm of people starting to get upset and seeing what's happening?
We are, absolutely. We can make a few calls, send out a few emails, and we can energize a lot of people, patriots around the state, to inundate their legislators with calls and emails on this. And I hope that continues to grow, because it has to be the voice of the people that makes a difference. And I've got six young students who just walked in my office here, and we're fighting for their freedom and their rights. And I'll be talking to them about this here when we get off the air. So that's who we're working and fighting for.
Absolutely. I'll let you get to those young people, sir, and it's going to be folks like you and those young students that are going to save this republic for future generations. Our ancestors fought for us to have this much liberty. It's our job now to fight to retain any of what was gained in the past. God bless you, Representative Guest. Take care.
Okay. Thank you, Alex.
You bet. What a great guy. Good to have him on with us. We're going to continue tomorrow. We've got two New Hampshires, or is it Friday? We've got a bunch of state reps coming on. That guy we had from Washington a couple days ago talking about, he knew about the FEMA camps, martial law. State Rep Matt Shea. I mean, it is just a wonderful, he was fully informed, Army officer, knows about the gun confiscation, knows about the New World Order, knows about PDD 51, and the enemy has just announced all this there because they know the general dumbed-down public is scared, and it's going, give me a job, give me my paycheck, and Obama's like, oh, I'm going to save you, oh. We have this video clip coming up. It is the sickest thing I've ever seen. PrisonPlanet.tv viewers will be able to see it, or folks that rip it to the four winds on the web later. Live listeners will be able to hear the audio coming up. A final 27 minutes left when we get back, and we're going to take some phone calls and cover some other news, so opening the phones right now, 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back after this quick break.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt.
Obama's gonna make you hurt. He's here to betray you. Very, very wicked. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
I wear this crown.
Where Barack Obama has these people. Now, first he tells them he's going to fix everything. As soon as he gets in, the war is going to end. The torture is going to end. The lobbyists are going to end. He lied about all of that. Now it's 16 months, 24 months in Iraq, beefing up troops, expanding troops in the Middle East and Central Asia. Rahm Emanuel saying they want to nuke Iran, his chief of staff, who's an open foreign intelligence officer of another country. All of this is happening. And he shifts from hope and change to, we're not going to have a crisis. We're going to have a catastrophe. Do whatever I say. Let the foreign banks completely take over. Now, this is all over the news. Every time you watch Obama at one of these town halls, this is all that happens. These poor, good people being led by this Judas goat who's bringing in total tyranny, FEMA camps, everything happening. National drafts, everything being announced. And they're trying to coat this evil with this Obama mania. This is such a corporate fraud. Let's go ahead and play this saddening clip.
This young lady's been waiting very patiently. And she's just been standing there and making me look all guilty. You know, so go ahead. Here, you've got the microphone right behind you.
Thank you very much. I first want to say...
Hit pause. Back it up. Watching his body language, I don't think Obama, he's evil, he's proud, he's into power, but if you really watch him, he had that Freudian slip the other day where he said, you know, we got to get money to the banks, I mean the people. You can see him, oh, this woman over here, she's making me feel guilty, and you can see him, he's not even acting, he is feeling guilty. Because he's basically slitting this woman's throat for the New World Order. And he's doing it while like a little dog, it's like your dog looking up at you, and you take a gun, and it's smiling at you. It's licking, you know, it's licking its lips for wanting dinner, and you just. That's basically what he's doing to this poor lady, like it's a little dog, just a poor little trusting person. Go ahead and go back to it.
Here, you've got the microphone right behind you.
Thank you very much. I first want to say I respect you, and I'm so grateful for you.
Thank you.
I've been praying for you, but
I believe in prayer, so I appreciate that.
I have a urgent need. Unemployment and homelessness, a very small vehicle for my family and I to live in. We need urgent
and the housing authority have 2 years waiting lists, and we need something more than the vehicle and the parks to go to. We need our own kitchen and our own bathroom. Please help.
Well, what's your name? What's your name?
It's Henrietta Hughes.
Okay, Ms. Hughes, well, we're going to do everything we can to help you, but there are a lot of people like you. I'll have my staff talk to you after the town hall. All right.
And then it cuts to, we're playing another clip.
Oh, it's such a blessing to see you, Mr. President. Thank you for taking time out of your day. Oh, gracious God, thank you so much.
All right, what's the question?
All right, Mr. President. My name is Julio Acegueda. I'm currently a student at Edison State College in my second semester. And, okay, I've been at the same job, which is McDonald's, for 4.5 years because of the fact that I can't find another job. Now, with the fact that I've been there for as long as I've been there, do you have any plan or any idea of making one that has been there for a long time receive any better benefits than what they've already received?
Well, I tell you what. First of all, a couple things I'd like to say. Number one, the fact that you are working as hard as you're working at a job that I know doesn't always pay as well as some other jobs, I think that's a source of pride for you. That shows that you're doing the right thing. Now, the second thing is that you will actually benefit from the tax breaks that we're talking about, so you'll be able to keep a little bit of extra money because we're going to offset your payroll tax. That's going to help. I assume that you're not getting health care through your job. And so one of the things that we want to do is reform the health care system so that you will have access to health care in your job.
Pause. In the subsection, that old lady he was just talking to, she won't get health care. I read the quotes, Bloomberg yesterday, of the people pushing the bill and what's in there. It says, well, if you're going blind and you're old, you're going to have to just go blind. That's what's supposed to happen. Only the young people get health care. And what they're doing is playing the young off against the old as if everybody couldn't have it. The bankers weren't stealing everything. And they're taking over health care. So you got this guy, I'm begging you, oh, Lord, like he's God. Oh, save me. They have put their total faith in this guy, and we know he's betraying them with the international banks. We know they're openly setting up a global bank to tax the industry that's left and the companies that are left. We know he said, get ready for austerity, get ready for tough times. He told that old lady, there's a lot of people in your position, ma'am. She's basically homeless. You heard her. I don't even have a bathroom or a kitchen. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. Let's go back to it.
Of course, now it better be a good one. Go ahead.
Oh, this is such a blessing to see you, Mr. President. Thank you for taking time out of your day.
All right, that's enough.
Gracious God, thank you so much.
Or you can cut up to the end if you want. It's just horrible. It's absolutely horrific to see this happening. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to John in Ohio first because he disagrees. Okay, John, you're up first.
Yeah, I always have to tell you where I'm coming from. You know, I've publicized your videos on national radio, and I support, and I'm usually inspired by what you say, but on other occasions, horrified. And I think in some ways you're very contradictory. In terms of believing the most extreme fascist elements of the military-industrial complex propaganda concerning communism and socialism. I know you know better because sometimes you ambivalent. And the Newsweek claiming that this is socialism when they know it's exactly the opposite of socialism. It's the marriage of the government.
John, stop. I'm going to let you talk, but I want you to stop. There is no socialism, there is no communism, there is no fascism. There's tyranny that always comes through big government because corrupt people will get control of it and use it to rob from people because men aren't angels. And there's liberty. Now, we can debate what will bring liberty, but it's decentralization, local control. Stop. Of course I said the Newsweek headline where the red states and the blue states are shaking hands and it says we're all socialists now. Of course, this isn't socialism. And of course, this isn't true capitalism with these foreign offshore banks stealing and robbing. This is looting. This is piracy. And so they're going to give literally about 2% of the money to the poor people while taking their jobs and making them dependent and give 98% to the foreign banks. So it's not socialism. You're right about that. But what we have is also not what you call capitalism. This is crony capitalism, robbing, stealing, whatever you want to call it. So you're saying, you know, that I'm putting out right-wing fascist information. Notice that both parties do the same thing. You know what? You just don't get it, sir, because you believe the left-right paradigm. Go ahead and make your point. I'll shut up.
I don't believe that. You know, I've even before you were criticizing Obama for being a fascist, I was doing it. So I'm not in that Democrat Democrat-Republican paradigm. It's right-wing, disguised right-wing and undisguised right-wing. It's not left-right. And some of the people that I've heard you on today, now, you know, Jack McClam says some important things about the war and Tillman and the rest of it, but he comes out and he says that these people are communists, that are anyone who's in the elite, who have been involved in some of the most anti-Soviet, anti-communist operations, that is going to discredit, I think, much of the wonderful things you're doing. I think some of the people in Hollywood are fearful. Others may be embarrassed, like Jesse Ventura, for instance, when you had this man on from Glenn Spence. I believe that many of these people are absolutely neocons in their attitude towards war and the rest of it. I've heard many of them. They are total supporters of neoconism. Larry Platt, he says very good things about keeping your gun rights. At the same time, he made the comment that he supports the paramilitary death squads in Guatemala that killed 4 million people.
Let me stop you. We have Larry Pratt on over the Second Amendment issue because it's the only real gun lobby we got, sir. You know, you can't judge me by everything my guests have said or done. But let's just expand on here. Did the Soviets allow citizens to own guns? Did the communist Chinese allow them to own guns? Look at the fruits of what you call communism. Now, if we had a bunch of angels running things, could communism work? No, because that's not how humans operate. We want to be different. We want to identify as different people. And look, it's a philosophical divide. I'm against torture. I'm against more wars. I'm against drafts. I'm against police state. I'm against federal control. You get rid of those, the New World Order falls apart. You know, see, I'm not a fan of Fidel Castro. I'm not a fan of Barack Obama or George W. Bush. I understand that it's not Iran good, U.S. bad, U.S., good, Iran bad. It's that it's the nature of man and corruption. Now, who's the big empire? The New World Order. Who are we facing? The New World Order. Look, I'll give you one more minute, and I got to get to the other callers. Go ahead.
Well, it seems like three or four times a day you've got to bring up, and I'm not a particular brief for the deformed version of communism in the Soviet Union or China. I don't believe they had real communism, but I believe we're subjected to massive lies, massive exaggerations about what happened there. If you check on Google lies concerning the Soviet Union, you'll find that many of these things that we believe about the carnage and the rest of it, the numbers of people killed,
China,
were concocted by Nazis, Goebbels. And
hey, China,
they were then laundered through the CIA.
Sir, China says Mao killed 80 million people. The official numbers in the West are 60. Are you saying that didn't happen under Mao?
The mortal enemies of the new regime in China and Russia were the mortal enemies of the former regime. They will say anything because they actually, for instance, Yeltsin actually bought tanks and troops up and killed the old guard in their own Duma parliament, the elected people. So to believe the new regime, which was the mortal enemy of the former regime, is not any kind of...
Let me ask you this. What's your view of Putin?
Putin is, I believe he's a nationalist. He's tried to reverse some of the total stooging for the U.S. Military-industrial complex under Yeltsin. But he has his own abuses. Of course he does. But at the same time, he's resisting, I think, some of the policies of the United States military-industrial complex, which I think is good to that limited extent. That's what I believe about him.
All right, thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and who's up next here? My call list just refreshed. Elliot in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
I got a question, and then I got an idea for a solution. My question is, let's just say everything, like, let's just say it is the worst-case scenario, everything crashes, and Mad Max scenario happens. What, in your opinion, do we do as patriots if we are prepared? We got the guns, the gold, the water, atmospheric water generators, and all the food and all that. Where do we start from there?
Well, first we have to wait while they let everything break down, so then people beg for total tyranny. I mean, they plan to let it all fall apart. It looks like they're going to do this. So then after 6 months, a year, they come in and people are begging for it. You have to be waiting for that next phase to not be reeducated, to not go to the FEMA camp, to not go along with them. And if enough people say no to whatever extent, whatever means necessary, then the whole thing will fail, and then we could reorganize at the state level and then reconvene the republic. You know, we need organizations now at the state level led by state representatives and others who talk openly about the New World Order, who say they're bankrupting things by design, and that the states need to organize now against the globalists. That message has to go out now, and then the globalists may stop imploding the economy. They could stop it right now. They've destroyed commerce. They could say everything was fine, everything would be fine, because it's fiat. So we have to explain to people that, A, the globalists are doing this by design to bring in world government, which they admit they're doing now, no more debating it. That, right. B, if we have the states and organizations all with one voice start screaming bloody murder, they may back off and stop. Or, regardless, we go deeper down the road, we keep spreading the word so we have a fighting chance.
Right, okay. So my solution is, like, I'm in college right now at the University of Cincinnati, and for all of you out in college, you know, in college that are listening to the show, I'm pretty sure every college usually has a newspaper. Try to get in on the newspaper or send in an article to the newspaper so the journalists can, disseminate that info out to the entire college.
Or don't count on them. Start your own online student newspaper. Get a few writers and pass flyers out. You'll have more visits in the school newspaper in a week.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm taking a lot of my friends. A lot of my friends have been talking to them for years. They're finally waking up. And they're loving states taking back their sovereignty. I've already got like about 5 guys coming to me next week when we go to City Hall. We're going to go to the council. We're going to present this legislation.
Exactly. Don't go get drunk at the bar and chase women. Go get the smart women out there and have them join you and go down to the city council and speak about these issues and read executive orders to them and just create such a buzz everywhere. You'll be truly alive. Good to hear from you. We're going to come back and take some calls in the final segment. I did want to tell listeners out there about some of our great sponsors like SurvivalistSeeds.com. One word, SurvivalistSeeds.com. Grow your own healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound and break free from the New World Order. This family business buys in massive bulk and passes those huge discounts on to our great listeners. 15,000 heirloom seeds will provide your family with 7 years of healthy food. Stop buying the New World Order garbage. Grow your own healthy food in your own backyard. 15,000 heirloom seeds in their basic package. Heirloom seeds are the original varieties, non-GMO, non-hybrid. Now SurvivalistSeeds.com wants you to become one of their heirloom seed farmers and sell them back to them, the safe seeds. SurvivalistSeeds.com, SurvivalistSeeds.com, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to get self-sufficient. You know, the journey of a million miles starts with a single step here. I got a message to the government, like every day. I watch, see them, and call them all suckers. They warning me about Osama over there. All right, final segment, ladies and gentlemen. Try to jam in some more of these phone calls. Oh, wait a minute.
Government, like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam. I said never. You ain't going to.
All right, let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Canada. You're on the air. Welcome.
How are you, Alex?
Good. We're fighting devil state mind control.
No doubt. No doubt. Is it your birthday today? Happy birthday.
Sure is. Thank you.
Right on. Right on. A couple questions for you and a few statements. Alex, I just want to commend you on the work that you're doing. not only for the United States, but also up here in Canada. I mean, like, this is something that's not only limited to the United States, it's limited to Canada as well.
We're worldwide.
Tied, in a lot of, we're tied in a lot of ways, that's for sure. A lot of things that you have mentioned, you know, like on your films, even with your black helicopters, for example, that's happening up here in Calgary, Alberta.
They're that's all to condition you for military occupation.
There's no doubt about it. There's no question about it.
The deals are signed to use U.S. troops in Canada and Canadian troops here. It's in your mainstream news now.
A couple questions, Alex. Do you know of any affiliates up in Canada? Obviously, like, I mean, when
no, we're on no AMRFMs in Canada. It'd be great to get some. Call local stations. I got for mom and pops. The corporate owns won't put us on. And get them to put us on up there. That's up to you.
Well, that's for sure. We're going to need we need a lot more support in Canada, because you mentioned a couple weeks ago that Canada, Canadians are very nice people, and they have absolutely no idea about the control that they're under. And since that statement, I went and I read the Charters of Rights and Freedoms in Canada, and then I went and I read the U.S. Constitution. And I'll tell you right now, at any point in time, I would give up my Canadian citizenship to become an American for the Constitution.
Yeah, well, it's much better. I mean, the Queen has the final power. We're out of time. I appreciate your call. I'm going to try to jam one more in here. Tyranny is on the march. So is liberty. That is the bottom line. And I have Canadians emailing me saying, it's not as bad as you say here. Baloney. It's bad everywhere. Tyler in Texas, last caller we have time for. Sorry, Rob, Greg, and others. Go ahead, Tyler.
Alex, happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
All right. I just got a couple things to say. As part of those clips you played earlier of Obama giving that kiss to the homeless lady, yeah, I thought that was ridiculous when I saw that live.
He doesn't even take care of his own family, his own aunts that live in squalor, and his own half-brothers. That is degenerate.
And then one more thing. Yeah, I know you were saying clergy being used in times of martial law and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a church up the street on their big message board, like, you know, on the side of the road, you know, thousands of people see every day. In big letters, it says, you have the right to submit. It's like, couldn't believe it.
They're being paid by FEMA. At least 26,000 of them now on record to teach them. And if you went to the sermons, you look on the sermon list, it'll say a few weeks what's coming up, and you need to go and even record it. And they'll say, it's good to turn your guns in. It's of the Lord. I mean, that's how creepy this is. The government's not paying to have them say that for nothing.
Yep. Well, it's pretty outstanding. I don't know.
What's the name of the church?
I'm in Austin, by the way. It's off B Cave. I think it's Lake Hills, right off B Cave in Cuernavaca.
Why don't you take a photo of it, email it to Aaron with two A's at Infowars.com, Joey V at Infowars.com. We'll post it. We need your help. We're going to try to create sections. The Prison Planet Forum, post it there. Okay? I appreciate it. We need your help with the Infowar. We had a bunch of guests on today. It was just absolutely jam-packed. I don't have time to tell you all the guests that were on, but it was Jack McClam, Sheriff Richard Mack, State Rep. George Humphrey popped in during the first hour. That's coming up right now. Key transmission restarts right now. One place, Infowars.com, and, well, PrisonPlanet.com on our sites, the one place. God bless you.